Drunken Peasants Podcast.
I got to get a weed. No!
Say, man, you got a joint? No, not on you, man. It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
From the strangest corners of the internet, here to bring you opinions of the world from an altered perspective. Here are your hosts, the Drunken Peasants.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Drunken Peasants Podcast, episode 618.
Suck it!
And we have new people, people who have never been on before. Welcome, new people. Hi. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Introduce yourselves.
Normally we would let you guys introduce yourselves right now, but we're just going to call you new people and tell your old people.
No. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Go ahead, Chesh.
Would you like
first.
To go? Me first?
No, after you. Ladies first.
Oh, thank you. My name is Chesh. I basically exist on a bunch of other people's channels. I do art.
Cool.
Okay. I'm Unirock. Have a couple channels on YouTube and Periscope, Unirock TV and Unirock 2. And I appreciate you having me. I'm a fan. I've watched you guys for a long time, so it's awesome to be here.
Yeah. Goblin, we appreciate you both being here.
I'm Bill Fridge. Usually I have my hair down in curls, but it's tied up in a ponytail today because I didn't have a hairbrush when I left the house. So I didn't.
You should just leave one here.
I was at the Airbnb, so I didn't have my brush.
Oh yeah.
I haven't shaved either. I look very unkempt. It's terrible. But that's me.
Okay.
Nice to meet you guys.
They already know who you are.
I was telling the audience.
But they already know who you are.
Then I'm wasting everybody's time.
You are. Yes. Yes. So about a month ago, I got a random DM from Steve McRae, and Steve McRae was like, "Hey, G-Man actually won a debate for real. Like, it's not a meme this time." Because that's been a meme that Drunken Peasants has had for years. Because G-Man never acknowledges that he loses. So we just say he's the winner even when he got destroyed. When he was completely obliterated, G-Man wins anyway. So he sent me this video. I guess he was on... he was on with Godless Engineer and Kyle Curtis. I haven't watched all of it, but you guys can probably make a compelling argument for us as to why G-Man actually won, because it's really hard to believe that G-Man can win anything.
And
the
I
greatest comeback story since Seabiscuit.
That's amazing, actually. I usually argue the contrarian point, so I will be arguing the side that G-Man is not a pedophile. So.
Yeah, I do think G-Man actually won this one when it comes to just the logical points that he was making. They didn't rebut anything he said, so I was surprised. I was, because I followed the G-Man debates. So, this will be fun.
My synopsis is that I have never seen so many people in a discussion where they all disagree all look so smug as if they're winning.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
I was proud of myself today because the thumbnail that I made where I had G-Man the Puppet Master.
Yeah, it was a good thumbnail. I like that.
Thank you. I'm proud of my work.
I got no strings to hold.
All right,
down.
So we'll get into
Dad
this
puppets.
We'll see what this is all about, and I guess Reds is going to show up later.
Nice.
Here's
somebody's being a prima donna.
Oh shit. Hold on, gotta skip their little intro thingy. All right.
Oh, but that's 95% of it.
Right. GE.
I told you I put my sassy pants on today.
Hello.
What's up, heathens? How y'all doing?
And
so I don't have, I personally don't have a problem with Kyle or GE. I do think, I disagree with them, especially in this situation, the whole situation with Steve. But yeah, I think that they've handled it totally wrong, completely
wrong.
Well,
whatever's going on with them has absolutely nothing to do necessarily with any of the other things that are going on.
It's true.
My problem with Kyle is that he looks like he's kind of stealing Vince McMahon's swag right now. He's got like his chest all puffed out. He looks like he's about to catch a Stone Cold Stunner from G-Man Steve Austin.
a really weird meme came out of this, though, when, like, Kyle's doing something weird with his jaw all night, and there's been videos popping up everywhere about it. I don't know if you guys, as you watch, you can tell me what you think, but a lot of people have different opinions.
He's definitely, like, doing one of these.
He seems kind of, kind of manic at times.
Vince McManic?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Should I speed it up?
G-Man.
I tried to speed it up earlier, and it sped them up okay, but then G-Man just talks too fast, and you can't really hear him.
I don't think it's worth speeding up. Maybe we'll jump at some point.
Okay.
Welcome to the show.
I'm happy to be welcomed.
So,
not happy to be here, but...
You know why he's saying that, right?
Why?
Kyle swore up and down that G-Man would never be on the show because of the way he treated Jade.
Mm.
And so that's why he's saying that he's welcome, happy to be welcomed, because he was never supposed to be on Non Sequitur, according to Kyle.
Huh.
It was according to Kyle, and then Kyle's the one that decides to have him back after he takes control of everything.
Yep. I do believe that Steve agreed with Kyle in not having G-Man on. However, Kyle also just up and down that G-Man would never be on the show.
Did G-Man win just by getting invited on?
In a way.
Yeah.
By default, kind of.
Damn.
Gauss Engineer, do you have anything that you want to announce coming up? That sort of thing? Anything?
No, I just have a pretty normal week next week, so just be looking out for videos every day.
Okay.
You think you would ask G-Man this question ahead of time.
Anything that you have
or
coming up?
Or Gauss Engineer could just lie and be like, yeah, I'm doing brain surgery. It's kind of a big deal. No.
Well, I'm doing engineering.
Yeah, just doing some godless engineering, no big deal.
A lot of the audio recently that I've noticed on Non Sequitur is very off. If you'll notice, Godless Engineer is way louder than Kyle here. It's very strange.
Oh,
it's
Kyle's also not in his usual setup, too, right?
Okay.
It's like they need a bull around or something. They need like an engineer or something. I don't know.
Yeah. A bull?
Yeah.
A producer?
There you go.
Announce to anyone before we jump into...
Yeah, I guess two things. One, I'll be on YouTube full-time in September. And two, I have a Dragoon diss track coming out when I come back. That's
who?
The first video.
Who cares, G-Man? Like, G-Man always tries to do this. He's like, yeah, you know, this other person? It's like, no, we don't know who the hell you're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm going to upload.
Gotcha. Oh, I have to say, I saw your intro video...
Kyle, turn up your volume.
What's the name of it? The one that Monty and them did.
The shit show,
dude. Look at his jaw.
Yeah,
I think
he's
doing some ecstasy.
Do you think he has TMJ?
There's a video accusing him of that ecstasy. Yeah.
I'm not gonna get in the way of anyone trying to have a good time.
Look, ecstasy is a wonderful sex drug.
I'm not familiar enough with drugs and their effects, so
if Kyle did some
ecstasy
and had some sex, then I'm actually thinking he won.
I mean, who knows what this is? He could have TMJ, which is a condition you get in your jaw. I mean, I don't know what it is. But no, he's totally.
Maybe he
crack.
Ate some crunchy peanut butter before the show, and he's got a nut in his fucking lip. He's trying to get it out.
He's got like a little bit of cinnamon toast crunch.
A little nut in his lip from the crunchy peanut butter. You never eat crunchy peanut butter and get a little nut caught in your lip?
Stop!
It's from the crunchy peanut butter.
You know you have the audacity, that intro video?
Oh, yeah.
The audacity.
Yeah.
Maybe he's chewing on some tobacco.
That
some chaw.
Sick, I have to admit, I like that.
So when do they actually start talking about important or like, well, more important stuff?
5 minutes in, I don't know.
Okay.
Like that, yeah.
Let's get some wonderful G-Man banter.
What was the first question we listened to earlier? It was like G-Man was saying something about gay people are trying to make won't be happy until everybody's gay.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, what?
Yeah,
why?
Cause, like, the title of the video is like G-Man's problem with homosexuality or something along those lines. But they spend almost like 95% almost of the time is spent talking about slavery.
What I'm guessing they're doing here is they probably let G-Man control the pace and the direction of the conversation and just respond to all the dumb shit he says. And you can't really allow him to do that.
That is wrong and that is sinful. And calling them bigots for saying that it's wrong and sinful. I don't know. I think that would push a person to think it's okay and then want other people doing it.
Do you think that... Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, who has said that you can't say that it's a sin or that it's wrong? You're obviously able to say those things.
That's not what G-Man said. G-Man said that people that are saying that it's wrong and sinful to be homosexual to be homosexuals is they're called bigoted in return, not that they're not allowed to say it.
Right.
They are definitely called bigots in return.
Not what G-Man said.
So they're not even actually listening to what he's saying. Even, I mean, it is hard. I'll give them that. But you know, we did a thing a while back where we watched WrestleMania together, and G-Man showed up. And G-Man was pleasant to speak with when you're not talking about religion. At least to me, he was. I know he doesn't do that with everybody.
I've never interacted with G-Man, so.
Oh, yeah, well, lucky you.
I've had
you
terrible interactions with him, except the one time he was on and we were just bullshitting about like regular stuff. It was fun. He's a good dude when he's just
when it comes to that
a regular dude.
There's a good dude with some really bad, like, either ethics or morals or what's the...
I think he's got some bad programming on his hard drive. Yeah.
Oh, it's... I mean, a lot of it stems from, you know, his religious views. But I think he uses that to justify a lot of not-so-good things about
him.
Like
when he robbed that safe and said God gave him the money?
Yeah, I don't know all the details.
I prayed to God, and then I broke into a safe, and he gave me the money.
By the way, if you're just now watching this channel for the first time, welcome. Please like the stream. Liking the stream helps a lot, so if you just hit it like with a ton of likes right now, that'd be great. If you're not subscribed, hit the subscribe button. That's awesome. And that's all the shilling I'm going to do for now.
I'm trying to do the notification bell, but I don't know if I can do that with hands.
That looks, that is some Illuminati shit.
Right now, and I go on my YouTube channel and I say that homosexuality is a sin and go into detail why that's the case, my channel will be flagged. And it will be flagged over and over and over again until the video is taken down.
I don't think so.
This has happened to countless conservatives here on the internet.
Can you...
Saying that you believe it's a sin, I don't think would get you flagged. If you called for violence, if you called for violence against them, that'd be something. But if you're like my religion, stating a fact, it won't get you kicked off. So if you say I'm Christian and my religion's against homosexuality, I don't think you'd get kicked off for that.
Yeah, I've heard the claim, but I haven't really seen it substantiated properly yet. So
yeah it's same here. Part of their victim complex that they have,
persecution narrative.
Yeah.
I'm a martyr.
Like go through like what you just said about like why it is a sin. Like what exactly is inherently wrong with being in the LGBTQ community?
What's wrong with being in the community, or what's wrong with doing what they do in the community?
Both. Like, we can start out with what's doing what they're doing. Like, what to you is the defining thing where this is a unnatural thing that people possess?
All right. Before I get into that, I wanted to just make a quick qualifier here, real quick. I don't know if anybody is on here seeing me for the first time. I'm a Christian. And you have secular views.
No, the hat that said I love Jesus just threw us all off. We had no idea.
The big American flag on his chest.
Yeah.
America is God's country.
Views regarding LGBTQ. So I just wanted to point that out. So all of my opinions and everything that I'm about to say is coming from the Christian worldview. It's not coming from the secular worldview. I believe that the Bible teaches that homosexuality is wrong and it goes against God's design. When he created man and he created woman, and I think it causes a lot of confusion with people's genders and you know, and it goes against nature in general. Sex exists primarily to reproduce. Okay.
Primarily?
And in order for human beings to thrive and to reproduce, we have to have a man and a woman having sex, and not a man and a man and a woman. Because
and leave it to the
G-Man married. I feel bad for his wife.
Is he? I don't know.
I don't think he is, but I don't pay attention to the personal details of him, but I don't think he is, but I don't know.
Leave it up to the Christians to take something as fucking free and enjoyable as sex and make it something only for reproducing, right? That's like saying you should only eat for nourishment. If that was the case, we'd all be sucking down like soy and larvae and bullshit.
I'd be so sad.
Yeah. Fuck Christians just on the basis they don't want you to fuck Christians. I would love to have more Christian sex. And these girls are all like, not until I'm married. And I'm like, I'll give you anal, then get an annulment.
If you do that, then, you know, we're not going to be able to have kids. And, you know, we're not going to be able to thrive.
Are you aware that they're...
We're not going to be able to thrive. We're over-thriving, motherfucker.
Practice homosexuality.
I'm aware that there are animals that practice... the animals that have instincts and are probably confused about what they're doing.
Why are they not actually arguing with him?
Here's my argument.
There you go. There it is.
Because it's like... Because he said, animals have instincts. It's like, okay, who gave the animals the instinct?
Yeah, let's play a game. What are proper responses to this? And then what do you guys think they're going to say?
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, they keep asking him more questions.
I don't know about that. I mean, I'm fairly certain dogs know they're fucking other male dogs at that point.
It's domination, actually, when dogs do
it. Tell me something. When you see a dog having sex with a teddy bear, what do you see when that happens?
Oh, dude!
Yeah.
Ben's got dogs.
I have a dog that has sex with a little stuffed toy that it has.
It's a girl dog,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
She's a furry.
Yeah. A very, very
G-man
small
one right there.
Yeah.
Right?
She's a nasty bitch.
Here's my argument.
There are proper responses to that, but they don't use any of them.
Does he literally have an attraction to a teddy bear or a tree?
Well, I don't know. When a girl humps a pillow, is that an attraction to a pillow?
Well, the girl's not trying to get an orgasm or anything like that. The dog
she is. What?
Having sex.
Why else?
The dog is having sex.
When I masturbate, is that attraction to myself? There's no attraction. There's no attraction.
Hand traction.
There's
a lot of traction on your
hand.
Are
you telling me that the dog prefers a pillow over another dog?
Depends on the dog.
I don't know what a dog prefers.
G-Man's saying, look, fuck all the dudes you want as long as you don't prefer dudes over women and you're fine. That's his point right there?
I don't know.
And fuck all the dudes you want, just prefer women, okay? At the end of the day, make a baby. Just fuck all the guys to get your dick nice and fucking stinky and then make a baby. You're fine.
He might prefer a pillow. Hell, I don't know.
But my point is that even if it's an instinctual thing, that happens in nature. So by default, it can't be unnatural.
Well, I disagree with you. Again,
okay. Well, that was a loss for G-Man right there.
Yeah,
that was a point in Kyle's favor. He actually made a decent point and turned that around. It took way too long to.
That was the
there.
Point I made earlier. I said, "Where's the
he
instinct come
his
from?"
Chin, so it's like,
there's the I point for butt sex and against butt sex is there's like one layer of skin in your anus, so when you have butt sex, it's easier to tear and rip, and you're more susceptible to getting bloodborne diseases like AIDS through anal sex. But the plus for anal sex is that's where the male G spot is. So if they didn't want to put the fucking championship power button in your butthole, they wouldn't want you having butt sex, right? It was placed there to fuck a butt. Right, Ben? You ever had something in your butt?
Sure, buddy.
Feels good, man.
You see a male dog doing things with other male dogs. They're also doing those same things with pillows and with bedposts. And they're doing it because they're probably confused or they're just trying to get some release or something.
Demonstrate that, please.
I don't think they prefer to be with a male dog. I think they prefer to be with a female dog. That's my opinion as a Christian.
Source.
Right, Christians are talking about this now, huh? So okay.
It's my opinion as a Christian.
Okay, can
like a Christian sermon talk. That he listened to?
This question: when a man or woman masturbates with a bedpost, is that
a bedpost? What?
I don't know why you went there.
I think G-Man brought it up. He just
like abomination unto God, or are they confused? Do they think that no, what am I doing? I'm screwing myself with a bedpost. Like, do you think that people are literally like confused when they do that?
That's not an argument against what I'm talking about. Masturbation's a sin in Christianity.
What would G-Man think about hyenas? Like, if they got off this dog topic and started talking about, like, other primates or other species where, you know, hyenas, the female is dominant to the point where they actually have a pseudo-penis.
He has a laugh that sounds like a hyena.
The female hyena has a pseudo penis?
Yeah, it's an engorged clitoris.
Oh my god, I love this.
It's really painful for them to give birth because of it, because their birth canal is through that.
How many furries know about the hyena's pseudo female penis? Because that's starting a whole new trend in the fur community.
Either all of them or not enough of them. I haven't
for
decided.
Real. We're gonna have to propose this idea to our fur friends.
So
Creamsicle says a lot of furries know.
Why is that a sin?
Well, it's a moving bedpost instead of a moving goalpost, yeah.
And it's all idolatry because you have to you have to look at images, you have to lust after these images, you have to get aroused by these images in order for you to actually carry out these things. So it would be considered a sin.
You don't have to use images to jerk off.
Nope.
Just saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't even have to think about anything. Sometimes it's better not to think about anything.
I used to watch QVC while doing it.
Too far off. Of course, with the masturbation thing. We can come back to that if need be. But ultimately, I guess what I wanted to ask you from the start of this is,
why didn't you do it at the start?
If you have two people, right? A man and a man, woman and a woman, whatever the case may be. If their relationship is built on love, trust, that sort of thing, take the sexual aspect out of it, you know, because that's not something that exists within every single example of, you know, a relationship. So let's say it's just built on love. What inherently is wrong with that?
Well, number one, it goes against God's design. God created man. First, that would be Adam. He said that it was not good for Adam to be alone, that he would create him a help, and he created him a woman. And that woman was called Eve, and that woman came from him.
If we're going to talk about God's creations, before he goes into this long diatribe, remember that banana video with Kirk Cameron? Mm-hmm. Like the banana. God created the banana to fit perfectly in your hand, right? And they created
a Coke tab.
Yeah, God created the banana to also be food. But you can jam a banana up your ass and it feels good. So I think things can have
and
dual
it fits
purposes.
Perfectly.
Yeah, you can have dual purposes, my dude. There's not one right answer here. And anybody who thinks there's one right answer is probably stuck on the wrong answer, and they're holding on to
doing
it for dear
wrong.
Life.
Good point.
They're doing it wrong.
The issue with love, a man can have a relationship, in a romantic relationship with a cat or their dog or some type of animal. You know, it's called bestiality. It doesn't necessarily mean it's right. It doesn't matter how loving the relationship is. It doesn't mean that it's right. Or you can have a grown man loving a little child and be a pedophile. You know what I mean? Or be somebody into statutory rape or something like that. Then it don't necessarily mean that it's right.
I'm going to be charitable.
Well, I think the Bible was okay with statutory rape, right? So
yeah.
You're arguing for the wrong team there,
G-Man.
And
incest.
Well, yeah. The Bible and just regular rape if you had the money.
Yeah, right. Consensual love between two males is a sin, but, you know, raping a little fucking girl is fine.
There's a super chat just came in, and I wanted to reference that because I did learn today that Kyle is ending the Non Sequitur channel and doing, like, he's trying to be like Anthony Bourdain, basically, or something.
He's
I don't know.
Cooking
like,
with Kyle?
Kind of.
Yeah.
I don't know. We don't really know what's going on. Maybe ask Mr. Atheist. He seems to have an idea.
Huh. Well, I don't really know him.
Why be an atheist?
Yeah, I don't know Mr. Atheist.
I'm gonna start off this talk being charitable. There's a big difference between two consenting adults and the examples that you brought up, which are bestiality and pedophilia. Both of those, the other parties cannot consent.
I don't know. Like,
you're talking about like Jane Goodall and those monkeys that were trained to consent?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The animals, like, I'm not
about
saying
grooming?
It's. I don't condone people having sex with animals, but I've seen times where animals are having sex and they
dolphins are the ones initiating sometimes.
Yeah.
Dolphins
rape.
Oh
my god, dolphins are terrifying.
Dolphins rape.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Oh yeah, bone penis rape.
That's crazy.
Not a good time.
Is it a proper time for me to support
they
the LGBTQ?
Do they not also use they masturbate with pufferfish as well?
A pufferpuss?
A puffer fish?
Oh.
You know, the ones that...
Okay.
those guys, they'll a dolphin will kill one, play with it for a little bit, then put it on its dick, masturbate to it.
And
Wow.
There's this video that freaks me out. Someone showed it to me a long time ago. It's called the Frog and the Chimp.
Yes.
The Frog and the Chimp.
Oh, my God.
This chimp keeps this frog alive to just mouth rape it whenever he wants to.
It's so
bad. And the frog tries to, like, run away, and the chimp just grabs it, like, nope.
Where are you finding these videos?
Oh, man, it's classic internet.
Someone showed it to me, like, over 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's classic internet.
And I was like, no! I hated it.
I showed it to all my friends.
Of course, yeah, you're... Okay, you're that friend that's a cunt that shows it to the people who don't want to see it.
How am I a cunt?
That's
nature, dude. That's nature. You have to be aware of what goes on in the wild.
That was in a zoo.
Secluded wild.
That's not the wild.
Adults. These are two consenting adults.
You have to know.
That is the fundamental. None of the zookeepers stopped it.
There were kids watching. Like, what is he doing?
There were kids crying. Yeah, but it was in another country. They were speaking some other language.
It was great.
It was terrible.
Difference between these two. The other parties can't consent. So it's not a fair comparison.
The comparison I gave you with an animal can be a fair comparison. That's number one.
How can a cat consent?
Because, here's the thing. If a cat doesn't consent, it's going to bite you or scratch you or do something like that to get away from you. There are people that practice bestiality in this country all the time.
G-Man doesn't consider roofies rape. It's consent. If you're not biting or scratching to get away, it's not rape.
That's too good of an argument for this.
They could have used that, though.
Oh.
I think Shane Dawson would disagree.
But that doesn't make it it's a completely different thing, because these are people that are preying on an entity that cannot consent. They cannot say verbally, yes, this is what I want.
Okay, so the other example I was going to give you before you interrupted me was the issue of statutory rape. According to the law, I believe somebody has to be at least 18 years old.
That's not true everywhere. There are some states where it's as low as 16, right? 16?
And other countries.
16
as well.
In the United States, and other countries it can be as low as, I think, 12?
Before you can... is it 16 or 18? I'm not 100%. It depends on what state you're living in.
Right.
I guess, but... you have to be of the proper age before you can do anything with them. Now, you can have a 13-year-old be totally in love with an 80-year-old, but it doesn't necessarily make it right because, again, it goes against God's design.
Hold on. God's design has to do with age now? I didn't know that. So,
hold on, though. Yeah. So why are some women able to get pregnant at like 14, 13?
Dude, 9. There was 8.
Sure. I'm not talking about like extreme circumstances like that. But yeah, I mean, like it goes pretty early.
So is it a matter of as long as it's functional, then therefore
that's the
God
whole reason sexuality
way,
exists,
okay?
According to G-Man, right? The whole reason sexuality exists, according to G-Man, is for procreation. So why wouldn't whatever age a girl is able to get pregnant be the right age, according to him?
Why aren't we using, if that were the case, why wouldn't we use science to advance that by pumping women with more estrogen at a younger age?
Man.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
If you have two men that love each other if you have two men that want to come together and they love each other and they're caring for one another, you're still going against God's design.
Love and caring for somebody is against God's design, people.
Okay, GE.
So, hold on.
Cancer is part of God's design.
Yeah?
These would be great arguments from GE. I think he's about to jump in here. I don't know.
Okay.
Exactly is against God's design with like a 13-year-old and an 80-year-old. I don't understand that. Like, what is there like an age requirement that God has ordained in the Bible?
This issue of the law in Romans 13, it talks about how we're supposed to obey the governing authorities. Just as long as the governing authorities aren't asking us to do something that goes against God, because his law and his word is much higher than any government's law down here on earth.
Slavery was law.
I want to give that point
is
to
that
G-Man.
Something that was a just
yeah.
law?
Who's winning, was, do you think, in this argument up
that's
to now?
That's a good point to for G-Man right
it's
now.
It's kind of like a football game where both teams, like, come out onto the field and they're just, like, stuck on the 50-yard line the entire time.
Yeah, everybody's yeah. losing.
They keep
but,
fumbling
but
the
I
ball
give
into each other's
G-Man
hands.
Because he managed to actually properly answer GE's question. No hesitation, just right on top of that, because he asked for a specific, and he was able to answer it properly without a specific, and yeah. managed to include all international laws.
That in
so,
the best interest,
point to G-Man.
Damn.
Interest of the people.
Can we save that for after LGBTQ?
No, I'm just saying that ties in because you just made the point that
holy
we're supposed to obey
shit.
The law. So if we lived back in that time period, that was a law. Does that
Did
mean
you see
that
G-Man just get back on topic and control
yeah.
the debate?
Yep.
What yeah. the fuck?
There you go.
G-Man is controlling everything
this
here.
Better. Oh yeah, no, and Kyle.
It doesn't stop.
Kyle complains later that oh well, I knew we'd get onto slavery. But yeah, you did because you're the one who brought it up.
Yep.
He should abide by that? Or was that a law that...
Well, if you're talking about the transatlantic slave trade, we would have yeah. to get specific about what laws you're talking about and which laws goes directly...
I've heard G-Man say this exact same shit numerous times. Numerous times.
Against what the
yeah,
Bible
and
says.
And we've heard Kent Hovind say the same thing over
right.
and over again. That didn't stop G-Man from losing that, or that didn't stop Godless Engineer from losing to him.
I'm talking about the owning people, having to use a different bathroom.
There's nothing wrong with owning people. See, here's the thing. There's nothing wrong with owning people. It's what you do with the people that becomes the issue.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with owning another person?
Nope. Especially in your world, Godless Engineer.
G-Man's going to do pretty good, I think, in this next space. So keep an eye out for it.
Does
Did
G-Man
just say,
I don't
especially
agree.
Your people, Godless? And
no, no, he said
in
your world.
In your world.
Yeah. Oh, okay, sorry.
I don't agree with G-Man, but I think he's going to start like bringing some logic, and they don't. For some reason, they could come back with so many different points, and they just fail to. For I don't know why, but
damn.
Yeah, we'll see that here,
all right.
I think.
And before you start laughing, just see it from my perspective here for one moment, and then laugh, okay? Okay, just one question for you, Godless. Okay, do you consider yourself to be an animal?
Yes.
I'll say he is.
Okay. Okay. Do you believe that an animal
cute.
That should own another animal?
Well, I feel like you're obfuscating the entire argument. I mean, because obviously, you know, like a horse can't own another horse or
question.
Something like that. There are symbiotic relationships out there in which both parties can mutually benefit from it. But as far as like...
You know what's driving me crazy right now? G-Man's video window needs to be downsized just like ever so slightly because it's hanging
inside of their setup.
Yes, it's on the other side of the little border there, and I want to fix it. I want to like put my mouse over it and fix it so bad, and I can't. Anyway,
I have a rule of thumb: never argue slavery with a black man.
Isn't this 90% of it too? The graphics.
I was gonna say, doesn't the template count as the graphics? No.
And now people are mad that I made them all notice it. 95%. Wow.
A human person owning another human person? No, that's not okay.
We are the 95%. We are
the
95%.
We're the 5%. We're the 5%.
Oh, we are
95% of these guys.
Oh yeah. Okay, I like that.
We're the 5%.
We are the 5%.
Okay, so
I'm actually working on a T-shirt design of that.
Oh damn.
So let me get this straight. You believe you're an animal. You believe that a horse is an animal. But you believe it's okay to own a horse, which is an animal, but you don't believe that a human being who's an animal should own another human being that happens to be an animal. That's very confusing to me from your worldview.
Do you think there's a difference between a horse and a person?
Yes, I know that there's a difference between a horse and a person, but according to evolutionists, horses and humans are basically animals, according to evolutionists. So
this should be so easy to deconstruct here. Let's
this
see.
This is actually not a bad argument on G-Man's side. Essentially, he's just saying, well, if everything's an animal, then why are we better than any other animal? So therefore, why should we be able to own people or not be able to own people if
we
all classify as animals?
Yeah,
it's not hard to debunk. It's just not a
right.
bad argument.
Right.
My question for you is it immoral for an animal to own another animal? Because that's pretty much what we're talking about right now from your worldview.
No, but no. See, what you're doing is you're running an equivocation fallacy here, because you're trying to equivocate me to some of these other animals out there that we have always owned as like livestock, and you can't make that.
I think he's wrong
thing.
There.
You're trying.
Yeah. I don't agree with GE. That's for sure.
Like we used to own humans as livestock, and we decided it wasn't right.
It didn't work, right? It didn't work economically. It didn't work functionally.
I mean, also, outside of owning other animals, there's animals we give we don't give any shits about. Like, I'm not looking to make sure I don't step on every little insect on the ground every time I walk around outside.
You're a monster, Ben. I treat all animals with respect.
But did he do a fallacy, though? That's my question.
No, I don't think he did a fallacy.
That's what I was saying. Yeah, me either.
Trying to boil down the conversation into a straw man argument. And that's all you're doing right here.
Really? Because
it's not a straw man
every
either.
Conversations I no. got into with evolutionists have always tried to convince me that I'm an animal and that you're an animal and that you share a common ancestor with another animal. I'm not equivocating anything. I'm taking your worldview to its logical conclusion. You're basically saying that it's wrong for an animal to own another animal. Now, if you want to talk about this from a Christian worldview, we can do that if you want.
We think it's wrong for people to own other people. That has nothing to do with the fact that we're animals.
So real quick.
They're just not getting it.
Yeah, exactly. They're either not understanding the argument, or this is where Steve needs to be in here.
So, because Steve's in the chat, too. So
there's a difference between biologically we are considered classified as animals. It has absolutely nothing to do with what we're capable of or what we consider ourselves in relation to other animals on a psychological level.
So it just kind of blows my mind that Kyle took over the Non Sequitur channel without Steve's permission and is now ending it like a few months later.
He's trying to. The thing is that there's Red's made a really good point, and since he's not here, until he gets here, I'll make it for him. It's not Kyle's channel to destroy. He can't delete it. He can't make it all archived. That's not his decision to make.
I'll tell you what, though.
The channel is still owned by both people.
Yeah, well, he'll do what he wants to until a court makes him do otherwise, you know?
I wouldn't worry about that.
And I will argue, and I inactivity will kill a channel. Inactivity, yes. and the wrong sort of attention will tell YouTube that this is no longer a channel to recommend to people.
But what kind of underdog story will it be if Steve gets the channel back?
Hopefully,
because
that will be
a better underdog story.
He's damaged
than what we're currently
it. Possibly, he's damaged it. Possibly beyond repair. But we'll see.
I think if Steve gets it back, it'll pull back really fast.
You mean in the algorithm, right?
Oh, in the algorithm.
Yeah, the algorithm is rough on a channel that switches
that's
up.
That's what
like
we're
that.
Talking about. Yeah, it's not just the channel working on its own merits. The algorithm manipulates things a lot. It auto unsubs, it stops recommending, it shaves off views that it doesn't count as valid views.
Momentum is a very important process with YouTube uploading.
Well, how long would it take? So let's make the argument that hypothetically Steve gets the channel back and starts producing regularly on the channel again. With whoever he decides to do that with, doing whatever he decides he wants to do that with, and people are pick it up and start watching again. Are you talking like it would take 3 weeks, a month, 2 months before
it's
the algorithm
impossible to know? But even
yeah.
yeah, like 1 month of inactivity can be harmful, or like yeah, I mean it's hard to say.
A horse is an animal. We are animals. It's people are people. Horses are horses, and it's okay to own a horse. Because for the most part, you're either using them for some type of labor, transportation, pets, you're taking care of them. People are completely different. There's a huge difference between owning a person.
Look, people are animals, horses are animals, kittens
are
animals,
people.
Kittens are
so
animals, and fish are animals. So if a fish can be held underwater, then we can hold a kitten underwater. It's only fair.
Yeah.
It's only fair.
So point
we're
to G-Man
animals.
Then.
Yeah, hold G-Man underwater.
They can make sentient decisions.
G-Man's winning, at least.
Yeah, right, like, now. If I took an eagle to the top of a building and dropped it...
Yeah, it would just it be would, fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, so why not take a giraffe to the top of a building right. and drop it? They're all animals. We're fine.
They're all animals.
We're fine.
And a Puck horse. Is being grumpy because he hasn't been on screen yet.
That's no, it's because he's an animal that isn't so allowed on screen, and humans are.
People
there's something unfair
animals.
About that.
There's a difference between the two, right?
No. He didn't say that there's a difference between animals and people. There's a difference between humans and then other living organisms. We obviously have a higher order brain function to where we can do a lot more things than other animals can do. But there are plenty of other animals that are very sentient in the animal kingdom, like dolphins. Though they're pretty sentient. The whole list of animals right now, but we're.
Yeah, and not to mention the fact that there was a time where humans didn't live very differently than other animals of the same type. And I mean, it took... I don't know.
I would have argued emotion right here, maybe. If Godless Engineer could talk about how emotional human beings are or spin it to some different spot.
Empathetic. The main thing that separates humans out from most animals is a sense of empathy and a sense of a social construct.
That might have spun G-Man a little bit.
But I think, poor, bless G's heart, he's trying.
Yeah.
He's almost there.
Now, does anybody own, like, a great whale? Like, is there like a zoo that has
you mean
a great
a blue whale?
Whale? Is it a blue whale? Is that the big
blue
one?
Blue whale is the largest mammal on Earth.
Yeah. Does anybody have an aquarium with a blue whale in it?
No.
Let's find out.
I don't believe that would be legal.
I don't think it'd be possible. You would need so much space.
So like, if there's an animal big. On Earth that someone can't own, then this destroys the idea that you can own an animal. Because some animals you can't own, like humans and blue whales.
Good point.
We're finding out, like, a lot. Like, recently I figured out that seagulls will actually react to you staring at them. Whether or not that is an indication of their theory of mind or anything like that, but the fact that we're seeing the same traits that humans possess in other animals in the animal kingdom, I mean, is very intriguing to me. But still, that does not actually apply to this particular situation, because the particular situation we're talking about is a human being owning
the individual situation.
Particular individual situation.
Another human being. That's what we're talking about here. And what you're trying to do is obfuscate the conversation down to where it's meaningless. And I personally wish that we could actually get back onto the topic of...
Well, your personal wish is also meaningless, so...
Apparently there are people who own blue whales.
Oh my God, huh. Never mind.
What
how slavery is,
that,
is real?
How
Bring
is,
it back.
How is that legal? Like, this
it's
must be...
Not, it's not. It's not legal, for one.
Yeah.
So this is in Dubai. One of the world's most influential animal rights charities has launched a new campaign to help stamp out dramatic rise in illegal wildlife trade in the UAE.
Oh, dude.
But this time it's not baby tigers, but it's the latest endangered exotic pet trend, blue whales.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt
for a little bit.
I wouldn't doubt for a moment that someone with enough money could build a tank big enough to keep one alive.
You know what else they have in Dubai? Human slavery.
Probably not for very long.
They got it all, man. They got it all in Dubai. They got the blue whales. They got the humans. They don't give a fuck.
Actual
fucking
slavery
Dubai,
and how that relates to the Christian worldview.
So just so I understand what you're saying here, you're saying that more evolved people, like animals that are more evolved than other animals, can't own another human being or whatever you're saying, basically, right?
Have you ever seen a horse own a human?
No, but I've seen a human being on a horse.
Right. There's a reason for that. We're at the top of the
yeah.
Damn. So
Uni,
he's saying that...
Uni, please say something about this.
Oh, I'm speechless. I mean, G-Man has so many got you moments, and then Kyle does resort to what... Or I'm sorry, what's his name? Godless Engineer resorts to what he just did, trying to... Either say it's a fallacy or, you know, they don't explain themselves full enough and then let they kind of let G-Man
or concisely enough. They kind of ramble on into nothing. I've noticed
they could shoot in right when he does that and kind of stomp his because it's so easy to do, and they just they don't do it the whole video. Yeah.
Speaking of fallacy, this turkey leg is kind of fallacy.
Food chain. We have the ability to put a horse in a situation where it's trainable, controllable. If you
wait a minute, I made a mistake.
That,
I'm sorry. Sure. Creationist cat Yo, owns
did,
Vadim.
Did Kyle just make a just argue that if you could take a person and control them well enough, the slavery would be viable?
Hold up. Should we go back there real quick and re-listen?
Just 5 seconds.
Is that what he just said?
Own another human being or whatever you're saying, basically, right?
Have you ever seen a horse own a human?
No, but I've seen a human being own a horse.
Right. There's a reason for that. We're at the top of the food chain. We have the ability to put a horse in a situation where it's trainable, controllable. If
humans can do that to other humans,
we literally
though.
Did that with humans.
Yeah,
that's the entire slave trade was based on training humans.
I mean, there still is like a black market, like human slavery, sex yeah. market that exists even in places in North America. So,
wait a minute, I made a mistake. I'm sorry. Sure. Creationist cat owns Vadim. If I'm not mistaken, I think I heard Creationist cat say he owns Vadim.
His name's Vadim Newquist.
Vadim.
But a lot of people have owned Vadim before, so you can't just put that on Creationist cat. He got owned by Jimmy Dore.
Does this work like Pokemon so that GE beat them, so therefore he owns them now?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I think I heard him say that. This is a joke or whatever. But
Okay. First, I don't know why that's important right now.
He was making a joke.
It's a joke. It's a joke. It's a joke.
So, okay.
I've never seen G-Man do so. This is true. I have never seen G-Man do so well with anybody.
He's killing it.
Usually he's just yelling. Yeah. He just resorts to like screaming over people and saying a bunch of really dumb shit. I mean, he said that there are no starving children on Earth. And then he changed that to saying, well, none of them are Christian.
Look, all those hungry kids, they're godless atheists.
Show me a child. Prove to me that the starving children exist. Well, okay, starving children might exist, but prove to me they're Christian. I literally showed him a country where the vast majority of the country were Christian, and the amount of the population that was starving fit well within that were at least part of them had to be Christian. So, yeah.
That's the point there. You've never seen a horse own a human. Ever. You've never seen a dog. So, well, I can't say that. My dog pretty much owns me.
But. Well, since Godless Engineer believes that I'm equivocating and that I'm trying to change the topic, Godless Engineer, why don't you educate me and tell me why is it wrong to own a human being in of itself?
Because I mean, it's wrong to own another person and force them into labor and just own another person. Like, because we're all equal. Like human beings are equal to each other. It's wrong of me to own another person. I can't own another person.
Okay,
what did he just say? I can't own another person. It's wrong because I can't own another person because I can't own another person.
This would be a perfect time for him to own G-Man by saying something pertinent to defend slavery, but instead the black man is winning for the argument for slavery. This is never argue with a black man about slavery, whether he's for or against it. You can't win.
Oh, I have. I've argued with him about it.
Okay, Ben.
So I agree with you when you say force labor.
I distinctly remember the end of that debate.
Given me a
G-Man
reason
won.
On why it is wrong to own a human being.
I'll give you a reason because I don't want to be owned. And
yeah,
my
jump
world
in, Kyle.
View...
Save GE. I'm sure the two of you will be able to do this.
dictates that I want to do the least amount of harm and the most good. I don't want to be enslaved. Therefore, I don't think.
Did he just pull a Sam Harris?
What do you mean?
I don't.
Well, he's talking about whatever is the most well for everyone, yeah. But it's ignoring the argument that G-Man is making, which is why.
Okay.
We should enslave.
Okay, that's interesting. Quick question. When you say that you don't want to be owned, in what way are you talking about? Transatlantic slave trade, or are you talking about any other means whatsoever?
I don't want to be owned any way that owning could
apply. Okay, Godless Engineer, this is your first time hearing this, so you don't even know where this...
We have a basic human rights, right? Mm-hmm. And the reason that slavery thrived for so long is because the slaves weren't looked at as equal as human. Mm-hmm. And through time, right. We've realized that these people were as human as any of us were. And what we were doing was vile and wrong. And because of basic human rights, that's why slavery can't exist with humans. Animals don't have those rights. And people are they're activists right now that want them to have basic animal rights. They have some animal rights, but we can own animals because of that.
Everyone, if you're watching right now, please like the stream. If you haven't already subscribed, please subscribe. We're going to go on with this some more.
This is going. You should go to your Skype or something so your friends can tell you what I'm about to do. So anyway, the reason why I ask this question is that, number one, just because you don't want to be owned, don't mean that somebody else doesn't want to be owned. When we go to the Bible and we start talking about things like indentured servitude, where a person voluntarily signs away.
G-Man always... There's a reason why slavery and indentured servitude are not the same thing. By the way, indentured servitude's still a pretty terrible thing.
Yeah.
But
voluntarily.
The stuff in the Bible isn't indentured servitude. It is slavery. And I mean, people used it to condone the type of slavery used in the United States and around the world. So, I mean, to say that they're not the same thing is pretty crazy, but we've already talked to
Could they have interrupted? Let me ask you, Chess, could they have interrupted him with a fallacy there? I mean, I don't know, but you know, since he is kind of like mixing these two things together that are very similar.
I don't know
what fallacy it would be, but
yeah, he's crossing the streams.
Yeah.
Definitely crossing the streams. I'd have to listen to it again. But I don't want to go back.
Yeah, so he always says, oh, what kind of slavery? Transatlantic slavery? Because in modern times, that's, you know, one of the closest types of slavery that we're familiar with. And he tries to make it seem like the slavery in the Bible was so much better than the transatlantic slave trade that happened, you know, that brought a lot of Africans here as slaves.
Oh, well, it was, didn't you know?
Yeah, of course.
Disney tried to make slavery look better with Song of the South.
All they had to do was go watch the video where Matt Dillahunty, where G-Man called the Atheist Experience, and Matt Dillahunty talked to him about this. He actually destroyed him.
Yeah. But this isn't a difficult argument.
Right.
Paid their rights and sign away their freedoms where they can't come and go whenever they want. They are actually slaves.
Here's your answer. Again, your answer to that right now should be, how do you demonstrate that that was consensual? How do you demonstrate that they willingly actually signed over their lives and their, like, that there was no coercion there at all? How do you demonstrate? You can't. You can't demonstrate that.
Yeah, does G-Man bring up in this how, because he's used this on me before, does he bring up how prisons are modern day slavery? Does he bring that up?
Yeah, he goes through the whole thing.
Yeah,
he goes through the whole thing.
Prisons are kind of modern day slavery.
In a way. They don't buy you, though. They find a way to work you into the system.
But they do pay off the judges sometimes to prosecute heavier areas. We've seen that happen before.
Yeah.
We've seen how they did pay off to get prisoners inside the prison cell for profit. It's kind of disgusting.
Oh, and didn't Trump dismiss the or forgive whatever it's called in the States, that guy who basically was actually running a slavery ring for his prison?
Did he dismiss him? Was that?
I thought so, but maybe I've got that wrong.
He might have. Was it Sheriff Joe Arpaio? I think
that guy. Because he basically, he was supposed to be in jail for doing that, and then he, whatever it's called.
He got a little dismissal. And then he went and he partied at the Bunny Ranch with Dennis Hoff, the Mustang Ranch, and had nice prostitutes the night Dennis Hoff died. Because your boy Sheriff Jerome Payo can enjoy all the prostitutes and fucking illicit party life drugs that I'm sure are there at the whorehouse. But when one person does a little weed, they get locked up and they now work under the system living in a tent. Day is never finished. Our Payo got me working. Someday Sheriff set me free. We hope.
Oh my God. Oh, I want to show you guys my shirt.
I want to see your shirt again. Because you have to tilt to the side a little bit because I can't see the first word. It's what I do or is this, that's what I do. Okay. I thought it said, now it says hats what I do. Drink and I know things. That's what I do. I drink and I know things.
That's accurate. I want one.
That took so long for me to read. My t-shirt comprehension is completely thrown out of the window when there's boobs involved. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it just because I'm just going
to... Yeah.
Are you selling them, Chesh, or are you making them to sell? Or
not yet. I could be convinced.
Hold on. Are we talking about the shirt?
Yeah, I thought he was talking about the boobs.
I'm so confused. G-Man wins again.
Which one are you referring to? Which one are you referring to, Unirock?
The shirt, of course, yeah.
Of course, we're all gentlemen here.
This is a Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay. You mentioned you made shirts earlier, so.
Oh, yeah, no, I do design some graphic t-shirts in the background, but, yeah, no, this one's that's a quote from Tyrion Lannister, if I'm not mistaken. Ironically, that I'm wearing this shirt, but I didn't watch Game of Thrones.
You didn't watch Game of Thrones?
Up to now. Oh, wait, you said you don't watch Game of Thrones?
Yeah, she just loves the shirt.
Wait, what?
Somebody just got me this shirt because it was appropriate.
Hold on. This is a very important question, and you have to answer truthfully. In Game of Thrones, Tyrion Lannister is a dwarf. Are you a dwarf?
Almost. I'm off by half a centimeter. Or sorry, half an inch.
So you're 4.
I'm 6'10" and a half. 6'10" is the cutoff.
For a dwarf.
The reason why that half matters is because I would get disabled parking if I was.
Did you just say 6'10"? Are you fucking with me right now?
Yeah, I'm 4 foot. Too. Oh, okay. You said 6.
We heard 6'10".
Sorry, my bad. 4 foot.
I'm like, hold up. Like, is she? Because in
I'm gigantic
in the Avengers Infinity War, Tyrion Lannister was in that movie and he played a giant dwarf. So yeah, I'm thinking maybe you're one of those giant dwarves now.
I'm a very small midget.
Godless engineer. 1 second. So if a person voluntarily wants to become a slave, how is that immoral?
You can't voluntarily become a slave.
Well,
I mean, I guess you could sign a con. Yeah, I mean,
there's
like,
definitely sub-dom contracts that people adhere to.
Well, I think he goes down the route of, well, you decide to work for a company, therefore you're a slave, and you've signed over your rights to butt. But you don't sign over your rights when you work for a company because you still have rights, and you can still. There are rules. This isn't NOM. There are rules.
Nobody can legally own another person.
Yeah. Quick, before you go,
they should go there.
Dallas Engineer, and I just have a simple, and then you can explain what indentured servitude is. Do you think that these people that you're talking about, if you pulled them aside and said, hey, look, you know, we're not really going to go through this whole indentured servitude thing if you don't want to. Like, if this is something you don't want to do, we'll let you free right now. Or was it a way to pay off a debt, and this was part of the legal system that they had at the time? Would they elect to still be a slave if given the option?
This is a good argument.
To go about their business?
Well, actually, if you look at the book of Genesis, when I believe it was Jacob, if I'm not mistaken, when Jacob actually was going to get his two wives, one of them was Rachel and the other one was Leah, voluntarily became, I believe his name was Laban, he voluntarily became his servant or his slave in order to receive, I believe, Rachel. But he got Leah first, and then he got Rachel second. He had to serve 14 years.
And let's start the game. The proper response would be, well, a slave is not the same as a servant. You're conflating those two things.
Yes.
There you go.
What do you think GE and Kyle are going to say?
That's why one is called a slave and the other one's called an indentured servant. Servant, slave. Similar, yet not the same.
Can we bring back slavery? could we do like a system where like someone has all their like house and stuff paid for, and in turn they work like it's a mall that's also a condo.
There are some working contracts that are like that. If you like clean house or you're a housekeeper, so there are contracts that exist that are essentially live-in. So you basically get a room, you get all your food paid for, and then you make a sum.
You can still leave whenever you want.
Yeah, but
you can still leave whenever you want. Yeah,
you would be owed something at that point, right? Or you would owe something, like if you left, like that you would have to pay for all your room and board at that point, or I don't know.
Well, if you're still living there, I imagine so. But if you're not living there anymore, then I wouldn't see why you would.
Okay, I just have this idea in my head to like bring back slavery, but like as a corporate,
that's gonna get clipped.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I just imagine it's like a strip
I'm gonna
mall.
Walk around in Capitol Hill with just that clip playing, and be like, "Do you know
Let's
Billy the Fridge? You familiar
white
with him?
Sitting around
I'm just about a how bill guy.
Bring slavery back."
He's like, "I'm gonna work to bring back slavery."
But I'm not. It's not racially motivated or anything. I'm not. You're over here making it seem like it's a
I
bad
guess
thing.
We'll just let context.
There's
speak
a lot
for
of people
well,
that are lost.
It wouldn't just be one race of people. Anybody could sign up.
Yeah,
that's fine. You know what? I'll just get the general message out there, and then Billy can clean up the rest.
Okay,
of
someone
it.
Said sharecrop. What I'm describing is similar to sharecropping, which is illegal. I'm just talking about building like these giant malls. That on the inside of the mall is like a living quarters, and you go to the outside. It's like a strip mall. You go in, and like the people never leave. They have everything inside. It's like an oasis inside. They have movie theaters. They get to enjoy all the finer things in life, but they just live in this little box and work in this box.
So this is like over 2 hours long, and I know we're not going to get through all of it.
Yeah, let's jump ahead. Yeah, let's jump ahead.
All right, I've jumped. Oh, no, he's gone.
Oh, no, he leaves. Yeah, he leaves.
Yeah,
he
at the end, there's a massive argument.
That's the best part, then.
Just before he put these sunglasses on.
Oh,
just before?
That. Yeah, that's bad.
Just before, yeah.
Oh, somebody in chat just said...
You put them on a while.
Somebody in chat just said, "Sounds like a city, Billy." Isn't that basically every small town in Walmart, or every small town Walmart?
Yeah, start here.
I mean, in some ways, that's true.
Exactly.
Jump ahead after. Just let him put the glasses on. It's funny.
Yeah.
Shit.
Here we go.
Down it, and then they totally just sort of. Yeah, I know, right? His slippery slope argument had less friction than those slides.
What?
So let me get this straight.
This is a really bad part. You just made a really good part.
Yeah, you gotta go back just a little bit further. Get the context for that.
Oh, okay.
He spends 3 minutes trying to make a...
an analogy.
An analogy about slides. It's really stupid.
Yeah.
To
Let's go.
Tell you my reason... For why I don't believe it's wrong. I told you what you said earlier.
First, if tell you don't me believe it, what you said.
Okay, everybody stop. We need to get something clear here off the get-go. Like, that is not what he said. He is not equivocating the fact that you can mouth off to your parents and he's not okay with stoning them to death. He is saying that the punishment for somebody mouthing off to their parents should not be stoning. What you said was Giles Engineer is okay with kids mouthing off to their parents. That is in no way what he said. It's not what he meant.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
They're not my kids.
If you raise your kids to the point where they mouth off at you, that's a you problem.
Now,
man.
If someone's fucking kid mouths off to me, that's another fucking story.
Yeah, you let your kid open his mouth to me, I'm going to punch him in his kid mouth.
Accidents happen.
Exactly.
Man, it wasn't even close to what
he's
going to
play.
He was saying
play
that
Minecraft. He's been playing in a mine shaft.
Not fitting for that action.
So anyway, let me talk about why I believe what I believe. I'll deal with that nonsense within my video response.
So dismissive. So does he pulls out the book. Let me talk about why I believe what I believe. We'll deal with that nonsense later. Fuck the charisma in G-Man when he's not.
Why isn't he not doing that, though?
You know what I think it is? I think it's when he's on this show. Like, we just drive him to the fucking limits.
You actually make arguments against him that are legitimate arguments that he can't come back against?
And we also
we
get immature and trolly like he does, too. We do that, too.
Yeah.
We get all loud and like, blah, 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 back at him. So, I don't know.
Okay.
You did it with Ken Hovind. Don't try that with me, Godless Engineer. All right? So the bottom line is that it tells us to all...
Damn.
Everyone in the chat, listen to Steve McRae. Everyone like this stream and share it. Do it. I think we could easily get to 300 likes. We're at 236. I think it's easy. Just a few of you have to lift your heavy hand.
Lift your fat hands and try not to hit the down like button. Try not to hit the downvote button with your big fat fingers. Hit the upvote button with your ham hands.
If you guys make it to the 300 mark, I'll do the other shot.
Oh wow.
Oh, we're making it to 300, by the way. We're at 278 right now. 22 of you right now. Just got to get a little button to get that shot.
Oh my God. Yeah, dude, this is such a great... I love this. This, someone should caption this. This right here.
Too many cooks.
Too many cooks. I was so high when we watched that. Like, I've seen it before, but I was so high when we watched that the other night. I was like, what the fuck?
In the Christian worldview, we believe in honoring our mother and honoring our father. That's how we learn how to respect people when we're children outside of the home. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, if you got a child that learns how to respect mom and dad, and they walk out the house and they go to school, they're probably going to learn how to respect the authority of the people in the school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And if they know how to respect mom and dad...
What if the authority person in the school wants them to get naked and take pictures of them? I mean, like...
I'm going to hit the shot.
Yeah. I mean,
cheers.
Like, authority isn't good regardless of what they do with their authority, right?
My dad pulled me out of the Boy Scouts because of that, because they were teaching you to respect your elders. Like, no matter what, you respect your elders.
It shouldn't be no matter what. The respect has to be earned to a certain degree.
My dad was like, you're not getting molested, dude. You don't have to listen to any fucking elder at all. He was like, if they say something you don't like, stand up for yourself and we'll deal with it later. He was like, but you don't listen to anybody. If they say some shit... you think it's fucking off? Fuck that. Run away. Tell somebody. Tell them to fuck off. Kick him in the dick. My dad was badass.
Oh, man. Well, you know, I went to Catholic school. Always had to be on the lookout for that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Oh, CC sleeper.
People were like, okay. Fine. You know what? If you would have said that, they wouldn't have been... Like, I said it. They expect you to say things like that. So when I say it, it's all crazy.
What, the Catholic school?
Well, the like, take pictures in school type thing.
Oh, it's not crazy at all.
No, that shit's happened.
It happens all the fucking time.
It has happened.
Ben went to Catholic school. Every time he'd walk to his next class, you have to walk through a sea of priest dicks. They're slapping him in the face like a fucking car wash. He's just having to go through like, no, I just want to learn.
It's like the big octopus looking thing at the end of the... Yeah, slapping you in the face like your windshield.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Put your
That's
hands
why I joined
up.
The track team. Got good at running.
He's like, fuck Copperfield. I'm going to track and field.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they know how to respect the teacher. When they get a job, they're probably going to learn how to respect their boss.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when you have a child, godless engineer, that doesn't respect their parents, don't respect their teachers? Let me tell you what happens. You get these kids that get these guns. And they go to school and they start killing people there because they don't respect no authority. Do I believe that in the Old Testament? Let me finish. Do I believe that in the
Time out.
That's what G-Man does when he argues with people. Time out.
In the Old Testament, that there was nothing wrong with that law. Yes, and you're going to love the reason why, too.
Oh, let's hear it.
You believe that according to your subjective morality... You believe according to your subjective morality, there's nothing wrong with it. Well, guess what? In Israel's subjective morality, they don't believe there's anything wrong with it. Now, how do we go about determining who's right and who's wrong when you have no basis for your morality?
The party that's not stoning Kyle. Kids, I'm going to go with that one.
Kyle, hold on. You know those water slides that you see there sometimes?
Oh, here it is. Here's the slide joke that we're working up to.
In the summer for the birthday
Real
party when your friend
goes.
Has a slip and slide. Oh yeah.
Real quick before he goes, this isn't a slippery slope fallacy. Anyway.
Sometimes like abandoned or whatnot, and they're like really high up, right? And you get people that go on those slides and it's like a fucking bullet when they go down it.
Yeah.
And then they totally that. Just sort of Yeah, I know, right? His slippery slope argument had less friction than those slides.
Got him!
Got it.
Ladies and gentlemen, hold on. Is GE cut? Please tell me if I'm wrong here. Is GE going the way of Ken Ham's son-in-law, Bodie?
I'm not familiar with Cody Ham.
Yeah, I'm not either.
I'm more familiar
with Honey Ham.
Bodie is an AIG guy, and he's known for his garbage dad jokes and also not calling out fallacies, not only incorrectly, but also like committing them constantly.
Yeah, true.
So let me get
to
this
say
straight.
That kids would disrespect their parents. I'm not done yet.
Oh,
to say that
kids
would
disrespect their parents
this
or
slippery
don't like
slope
their parents
into a sloper
like
coaster.
That, to say that they go on to shoot up schools and not respect people by shooting up a school is so slippery of a slope argument that it should make anybody laugh.
Yeah, a slippery slope is like if we give them this little bit before we know. Like, yeah. It's like the people have said, you know, actually, G-Man made a slippery slope earlier. He made did the slippery slope earlier where it's like, oh, you know, we let gay people get married now. Next thing you know, pedophilia is legal. That's like a slippery slope argument.
Slope and slide. Yes.
Godless engineer.
Yeah, no, this is a false or an appeal to what did I just said it. Consequence, argument of consequence. So if we don't do this, therefore this, and it's like just an extreme, like you can't demonstrate that. That's what he's committing. It's not a slippery slope fallacy.
Hearing it from you, man.
Your solution to mass shootings is stoning kids that back home.
To be fair, yeah.
Okay, so let me ask you a question.
Getting kids stoned.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
When cancer is found in your body, what are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to
pray to God
to rehabilitate it? Or are you supposed to get rid of it?
According to G-Man, you're supposed to take what vitamin, cyanide, whatever it was.
Vitamin
drink urine.
G16.
It's funny that he's going to use this when G-Man's idea of how to treat cancer is pseudoscience. B17. Yeah.
B17.
Yeah.
Bomber.
So what, are they going to call this out or not? They're not, are they?
No. We're back to our game again.
Wait, are you saying
you guys got to learn how to debate?
Oh, wait,
you
no. Guys-
Yes.
What?
Hold on. Are you saying that a child that is like unruly
or wrong fallacy?
By the way, guys, this slippery slope. Now I'm putting on my trucker hat and I'm going to the water park.
I've got a hat for this. Hold on.
Well behaved, maybe has some behavior issues.
Yeah, if we're just gonna change into some cringy shit, I'm gonna whip my dick out and wear it as a Rolex
of society.
Yes, because since we're talking about ancient
digital?
Israel had a law. They had laws they had to follow.
It's more of an analog.
This nation was going to be representing God. And remember what the law is. The law.
She's got her Canuck hat on.
Oh wow!
I actually properly called out the fallacy. That means I get to wear a hat and glasses.
Oof!
The law is that you're supposed to honor your mother and your father.
We gotta invest in a hat and glasses, Ben.
If you're not doing that, then you're going against the grain. Sin, according to the scriptures. Now, the Bible teaches us, especially when you get to the New Testament, that the wages of our sin, this is in Romans chapter 6, where it talks about the wages of our sin is death. This is something that you're ignoring. What you're trying to do, you want to talk about a slippery slope.
No, the thing I'm ignoring from the Bible is the entire fucking Bible. Like, my whole life.
Sorry, go ahead.
My whole life doesn't fucking rely on this piece of fucking literature that a bunch of renobs sit around and fucking base their birth to death on, cradle to grave, guidebook. Fuck this. Like, what you're forgetting is this is Psalms 40. I'm not forgetting any of it. I don't give a fuck about any of it. The fact that people sit here and argue about the Bible is dumb as fuck to me, because you can just go out and live your goddamn life and do what you want to do. Write your own fucking Bible.
You could actually make this argument within his own, even within the Bible, because you know whose job it is to not be judging people? People's. It's God's job to judge people, so if anybody should be stoning children, it's God. Ooh. Those without fault cast the first stone, motherfucker!
I suggest, Godless Engineer, that you stop comparing societies by saying that, okay, we're going to compare ancient Israel with modern day America, which is totally unfair and stupid on your part, because number one, we have a welfare system. We have a lot of things.
Yeah, but comparing slavery in the Americas, or well, saying that it's somehow worse than the slavery of biblical times is wrong.
Differently today that didn't exist then. What would be smart for you to do, historically speaking, is to talk about the time that they lived in, the law that they were under, and then tell me why it was immoral then.
It was never okay.
Because it doesn't support your atheist agenda.
Listen up here, G-Man. I don't even want to touch your whole solution for the like kids that kill other kids should just be killed again. Like, I don't, that's some fuckery on another level. But this whole comparing moralities across timelines here, I don't know. I mean, I feel like we can look back in our past right now and we can definitely say, well, that shit's fucked up. That's definitely not how society should be. So you saying that I need to prove that it was wrong back then in their society to own another person doesn't mean shit right now, because what we're talking
about
is
GE, and it does, because he's making the argument that the way slavery was done back then is relevant if we were to bring it over. So if we were to take slavery the way it was done in the Bible and implement it in our society now, it would be okay.
If
you want to debunk that argument, then you have to say, well, why was this version of slavery that's in the Bible not okay?
Is he doing his best Larry the Cable Guy right now?
Yeah.
If there's a section of people in our country that live paycheck to paycheck and don't own any property themselves,
don't go too far. G-Man leaves.
Aren't they effectively living a slave's life?
Where's the part where he leaves?
Well, you have to be doing something. If you're talking about people who live off of welfare, they're not working.
I'm talking about people who work every day, 40, 50, 60 hours a week, and live paycheck to paycheck own no property and pay rent. Didn't we sell them on slavery in a way that they think they're free? The idea of freedom is now in their mind.
That's actually G-Man's argument. G-Man makes that argument.
My guy won.
Like, well, if you sell your soul to essentially to the man,
corporation.
Then you're basically it's the equivalent of indentured servitude. The thing is that doesn't necessarily. Well, I mean, they don't make this argument, but it doesn't necessarily apply because, again, there are rules that essentially mean you don't actually own
employment
the person that's working for you.
The rules just exist as a imaginary line of freedom.
Oh, shit, look who showed up.
If you actually look up, the Bible says spiritual death is a form of death. We see it in the Garden of Eden,
and we see it
in the lake of fire. And we see, listen to me, you can make all your jokes you want. If you don't want to have a serious conversation about this, we don't got to have
it. Well, you're not having a serious conversation about it.
I am having a serious conversation. It is apparently obvious that you are ignorant to what the Bible says regarding this topic versus your own personal opinion. Listen.
All right, so I think we've seen enough of this.
We've seen enough of this madness. Somebody said you're free to quit. It's not the employer that's stopping you. It's the system that's stopping you.
Oh, stop.
Actually, that's not a bad argument. Like, if you're living in a place where there are less jobs than there are people, if there's a deficit in jobs, then it's the system and the society.
Nothing's
that
keeping
that
you in that place, though, right?
To not leave that job.
I mean, the ability to leave.
You can leave.
Can you?
Yeah.
Slaves could have ran away.
Well,
they had an underground railroad.
I mean, literally, the police were going to stop slaves who ran away.
Yeah, and you're going to starve and die and be homeless if you don't do this.
It's not the same thing. I'm not going to agree that it's the same thing.
It's not the same thing, but it's a reiteration of it gets the same outcome, right?
No.
The same outcome.
It's not.
It might not be the same thing, but it's the same outcome.
Well, it depends.
It's not.
So it depends on if the person dies. So, like, essentially, a lot of the times, an escaped slave would either be brought back and have to go back to, say, work at this place, or they would have
after
to be enslaved at this place after punishment or suffering, essentially, or they die. So, if you don't work and there's nothing that can properly help you, that's what happens to you. That's what
and if you don't suck your manager's dick, you're not going
to
get the hours you want. If you don't do a lot of shit, you're not going to get what you want out of everything. You have nowhere else to go.
Again, it depends on where you live and what kind of economy you're in. But it's not the same thing, but
it's
there
not the
are
it's not
parallels
the same thing.
Here.
It's not the same thing.
So I'm going to play some of these that I thought were pretty interesting. So, what we do here is we decide, is this person trolling or are they being genuine?
I'm so bad at this.
And I got a flat earth one. Is Reds here now?
Oh,
are you
no.
here?
He's muted, but he's here.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. Welcome. Thanks for joining us. I made sure that there's nothing but red M&Ms in the green room for you, and the Dom Perignon is on ice right now. So
it's pronounced Dom Perignon, you fucking imbecile.
Nice touch there. Thank you, guys.
The diva made it. Needs
yeah,
red
yeah, that's
M&Ms.
What I'm saying.
Right on time. You didn't have to watch any of the fucking non sequitur G-Men show.
Nonsense.
You missed,
G-Man
you missed it
is
all.
Actual ass cancer.
And yet still, he won.
I'm fighting the ass cancer with alcohol.
That's because GE is bigger ass cancer.
I'm fighting the ass cancer with blunt force trauma.
No, Josh, that's a hemorrhoid joke.
Look, I don't know if you guys understand this, but the way the anus is positioned, all right, there's not a lot of natural moisture in there. It's not a very slippery slope, so there's actually less friction in that anus than there was on that argument.
Ooh.
So yeah, troll or not a troll, here it is.
Everything we have, all the comforts that we have, everything we enjoy, you know, all the food, clothing, houses, everything, every city, town, country, all over this earth was all built off of somebody else's blood, sweat, and tears, somebody else's sacrifice. And that
troll.
Is just
yeah.
reality. That is the way this works. Everything is built off of somebody else's sacrifice, their blood, sweat, and tears. It's inescapable. So
he's a troll. His beard's not dirty enough.
I think it's the tone of his voice. I don't know. Something.
His beard's not dirty enough, and he's looking around too much to actually. He doesn't actually think this because he's thinking about it too much.
Movement, this flat earth exodus, these people that see that there's a way out, that there's a sun above and there's a sun below.
Look at how he's trying to pretend to be serious.
What do you think, Billy?
I think he's trying to pretend to be smart.
And he's not a troll.
I'm not sure yet.
Okay.
Has he said anything of substance yet?
Not really.
Holy of holies. You know, there was one person who brought all this together. Somebody else's blood, sweat, and tears.
Yeah, somebody called out. He said sun below. Is that like a pedophile situation? What's he talking about? The sun's above you. The sun's above you.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
Yeah. I don't know. He's not a troll if he's trying to act smart. He's a stupid person who's using misinformation to try and educate people. That's not a troll. He believes this fucking bullshit. He just doesn't understand it.
Tears brought this together. Just like every country and everything was built off of somebody else's blood, sweat, and tears, you know. They
is he
going
to say blood, sweat, and tears another four times, please?
That made it so we get to enjoy everything.
I'm waiting for him to say Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh, my God. Can we start an Earth, Wind, and Fire cover band called Blood, Sweat, and Tears?
Yeah.
And we just like beat the shit out of each other wrestling style and bleed and sweat during the performance?
How can we play music when we're doing that?
Because we'll have someone do a guitar solo and the other guys just kick the shit out of each other during the solos. That'd be a good-ass cover band. Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Now. We just play Earth, Wind, and Fire song and kick the shit out of each other.
AKA
Quasi-Luma. I play instruments, I'm in.
Yeah.
AKA Saturn, AKA Satan, AKA the devil in the flesh. He's the one. His blood, sweat, and tears opened up the Book of Life. So everybody
thank God he said it again.
Can see, you know, that there is.
Someone in the chat said looking left is a tell of making stuff up.
Yeah, it is.
A sinner, a holy of holies, that there's a sun above and a sun below. You know, he's the one that got everybody talking about this the way that they are now. And so other people are piggybacking off of this now, and they think they have the eyes to see things, but they're really just working off somebody else's blood, sweat, and tears. You know?
He's not a troll. He's just a fucking idiot. He's just a fucking idiot.
I think it's both. I think he's an idiot, and I don't think he actually believes this.
If he is a troll, he's one of the worst trolls. Because this is what a troll does. A troll says something that actually gets you and gets you pissed. That's the point of the troll, is to get you triggered.
No, it depends on if he's... Oh, okay, hold on. It depends on if he's trying to make people angry or if he's trying to make people buy his bullshit.
Well, he's not doing a very good job of either. He's doing a very good job of
it. Okay, yeah. So he's not a troll. He's a con.
I think he's a fucking idiot.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
Well, I'll say troll. Also that.
No, or yeah. Not a troll. Not a troll. All right, we have one more. Here's another one.
Do you really think the Earth is spinning at 1,000 miles per hour? And do you honestly think that Antarctica is a continent? Guys, people need to wake up. It's not a continent. Yeah. It's a ring of ice.
Trolling.
Anyways,
this guy's just mad he got banned from our Discord server.
Speaking of which, we do have a Discord server. If you guys want to join it, there's a link in the description. There's a bunch of people in there. It's active like 24 hours a day. If you want to meet cool kids like this guy.
Yeah.
I want his trench coat. Show
today, whoa!
But I'm enjoying you guys laughing at G-Man winning as usual. Also, I don't normally do this, but your guest Cheshire, I believe. Sorry if I got that wrong. But yeah, she's really beautiful. Got a crush now.
Uh-huh. Oh, there you go.
Thank you.
You know how long it's been since somebody's had a crush on me? I'm jealous.
No, it hasn't been that long because you look at yourself in the mirror constantly and take selfies.
But I've had that crush for so long, I've forgotten about it. I had to fall in love with myself all over again.
Guys, I'm just super...
Okay, everyone says troll. There's no point in watching any more of this.
Yeah, we know he's a fucking troll.
All right, let's... Are you familiar with grapefruit?
What the fuck is this nonsense?
This is our intro nonsense introduction. Here's where G-Man kicks off G-Time Johnny's head. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm stuck, dorm.
This video is called
Nightmares Now.
I mean,
yeah.
This is the stuff of nightmares. Here's proof that the moon is not a reflection of the sun.
As we all know, the moon is a standalone light source in the sky.
So I went outside to go take a run.
That's something we know?
As we all know,
the moon through my neighborhood, and I looked up and I noticed that the moon was out in broad daylight. Both the sun and the moon out.
Yeah, is there some rule that says they can't both be out during the day?
Oh, snap.
Now, I want you to pay careful attention to the moon.
And the last year of my 20s. Enjoy 29 big ones on me. Love you all.
Thank you.
Enjoy the remaining hours of your 20s.
Getting
man.
Old now. I'm old person.
I remember getting out of my 20s and I thought for myself, I was like, for the first time in my life, I feel like I'm dying. So I hope that's better for you than it was for me. You know?
Yeah.
The laws of entropy didn't kick in until the big 3-0.
Why is it that the moon is not fully lit? Shouldn't it be fully lit if it is truly a reflection of the sun?
No, because there's a shadow of the Earth, you dipshit.
Ooh, shit.
What?
Got him.
It should be.
Got him.
But it's not. You know why?
Okay, all right.
I wonder why.
Stop. Okay, God fucking damn it. Okay. If the moon is fully lit, that means you're seeing the side of the moon that is directly facing the sun. So the sun is in the day. It's you know, the sun's out and the moon is out. If the sun was fully illuminating the moon, that means the sun would be half to coming from the same direction as the Earth, i.e. the Earth is the sun. That's what this guy, that's what this motherfucker wants to have happen. Let the Earth be the sun. I got news for you. Geometry
doesn't quite, you know, favor that theory or the fact that we can live on a big fucking plasma ball.
His initial argument that the moon is luminescent on its own is already wrong out the gate. And in his own video, you see him zoom in and you can see shadows on the moon.
True.
So already the premise doesn't follow. And
it's
now
a common, you know, flat earth tactic, though, right? To argue that both the sun and the moon are lights, so they can say it's, you know, they're not planets, they're lights or whatever. I think that's what's going on.
They're all look just up, fireflies that got stuck in that big bluish black thing.
Look up the video called the Moon Terminator Illusion, and it'll actually explain everything. So if the sun and the moon is out at the exact same time, you're not ever going to get a full moon. Sorry, the geometry just doesn't work that way, you fucking moron.
Red's well, taking this too seriously.
Because it's not a reflection of the sun coming off of the moon. The moon is its own light. It has its own light. In Genesis chapter 1...
I remember Shani for Christ saying something really similar to this back in the day.
I remember Shani for Christ saying some really fucked up shit. Yeah. So.
We used to be virgins dressed in white.
I'm pretty sure that the sun is actually bioluminescence on its own because it's the glowing mold that's grown on the cheese. Mm. That's why there's still like craters and shadows, because it's actually glowing mold.
Mm.
God said.
Is there like a Nazi base on the other side of the moon, though?
Why would there be probably. Nazi base?
That's what they say.
Well, that's where they went to after they lost World War II.
I mean, there'd have to be a Nazi base on Earth giving them supplies. They wouldn't be able to survive there without supplies coming from Earth.
Unless
there
they terraformed,
constantly.
Right?
We would notice if there was terraforming going on.
You think
on.
The Russians brought up some supplies?
No.
Huh.
No.
There will be two lights.
We wouldn't see the other side of the moon,
a lesser
though.
Light. They're each independent of each other as far as a light is concerned. In fact, the moon gives off a coolness to it.
The moon's so cool. That's where they got Mac Moon from. That cool son of a bitch.
And if the moon was truly a reflection of the sun's light, it would give off a similar light to the sun, but it doesn't. It gives off a cool light.
I like how this guy just stood outside and zoomed in and out on the moon constantly.
What is a cool light? Is he talking
about? Okay,
so here's
the claim. Flat earthers claim that if you put something out in moonlight, it will start to cool down. Now, if you go to a YouTuber by the name of Astronomy Live, he actually tested out that theory, and guess what? It was wrong.
Easily debunked.
This back in 2017, you fucking morons.
The moon is made from Kool-Aid. Oh, that's a new one.
Yeah.
Coolness to it.
I always thought, even when I was a kid, I thought the green cheese thing was ridiculous sounding. How did that ever catch on?
I haven't met a flat earther that can prove to me that the moon isn't cheese.
Well, it's not
yet,
green either.
Oh, it's blue cheese, not green.
I've heard green. I used to
hear
green.
I heard blue cheese.
Blue cheese is an actual thing.
Yeah.
Like a gorgonzola.
It's good,
yeah.
The moon is not made out of gorgonzola.
But gorgonzola is made out of the moon, Ben.
No, it's not.
Prove it. Everything on this earth is made of stardust, including the moon.
More. Why that. Is it
oh,
that the moon is not fully lit up if it was truly being a reflection of the sun's light? Why is that?
Everything that we see is the reflection of light, right?
The moon is a putrid, stinky cheese.
Have you guys noticed that the sun, like, he panned over to the sun, showed that, and panned over to the moon, and you can actually triangulate the exact, like,
yeah.
This makes perfect sense.
I was just thinking that.
Well, I mean, anybody who can triangulate can triangulate. This guy's not capable of triangulation.
Uni.
Got a high five, Uni. Oh. Hit it up on the... Yeah, raise the roof.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow, Uni, settle down. You just cut the boob.
Grab.
Just something to think about. Peace.
Peace.
Peace. Just something to think about. Just something completely stupid to waste your brain space on. That's
all.
Here's
another good one. This one's great. Okay.
this guy.
Is this Chris Elliott?
In my life. This guy hates me. I've flown on planes several times in my life. I used to work for the airline, Horizon Airlines.
This guy eats ass through a Capri Sun straw.
Oh, for God's sake. This is Daniel Pratt.
He doesn't like you either.
Is this Chris Pratt's brother?
They're almost identical.
He looks just like Chris Pratt.
I'm not familiar with this guy.
Talk to Team Skeptic afterwards, Chesh.
This guy puts the rat in Pratt.
So, I would, but he doesn't answer my DMs.
Another place was quite often. I was just turned 21.
So. Well, actually, what I did was I found my precious
father of Christ. And so
he almost has like a Jared Genesis kind of backdrop.
This is Jared Genitals.
Yeah.
My destination.
He sounds like a cartoon character.
Jared Genitals.
Frequently. Oh, fuck.
Being in those planes, I realized there must be some sort of, maybe not standard, but certainly a record.
I'm going to speed him up. He's too slow.
Fully
rare. He sounds like he's going to say something so profound, though. Like he's so serious.
Which angle of takeoff they leave the Earth in this plane.
See, he's actually sped up now. He sounds a little more normal.
And at what speed they are going.
I always have to do that with Von Helton. Von Helton and Brett Keane, they both talk so slow, I have to speed them up.
He looks like now, Jared plus 20 years.
Geometry and math dictates, according to math worshippers.
Math worshippers.
What's a math worshipper? Is that like the numerology guys?
No, that's us. That's what he thinks we are.
Is that like the time I used numerology to prove that Russian Vitz had a sexual relationship with O.J. Simpson?
That, if you are taking off from a level plane, pun intended, and or taking off from a sphere, a 360-degree sphere, that plane taking off from those at a certain angle and a certain speed. Look, now, Globagandas, try, really earnestly, to suspend your belief in this magical wizard called gravity, okay? If you don't choose the scientism route in order to employ the universal power of gravity to explain how somehow it just naturally adjusts the plane to come to the same altitude as it would taking off from a level plane.
If you don't use science to explain things, then you can just use irrational thoughts.
Wait, did he just say that gravity is what is adjusting the plane to fly and
the
not
wizardry.
Our knowledge of gravity and flight and thrust and forces to be able to... Wait, we're the ones making the adjustment, not gravity.
I don't know why he has such a problem with gravity, because we know it's there. You can drop anything and see that it's falling faster and faster. I mean,
no, that's uppity and droppity.
There you go.
Yeah, it's uppity and droppity.
Again, geometry and math dictate that taking off at the same angle and same speed from a level plane and a 360-degree sphere would produce two entirely different altitudes at the end of it. This is fact.
Okay, he lost me.
This is fact.
You can do the computer CGI demonstration yourself. Someone can do it in SketchUp. I'm not going to bother. I know they'll come up different. When you take off from a surface that's just flat and level, and you take off, you're going to end up in a triangulation of what your altitude should be. On a sphere, it's going to increase exponentially. The more you go up at that same angle.
Okay, hold on. Time out. Yeah, he's not entirely wrong. If you had a plane the size of a continent, yes. Yeah, if you had a plane that large, yeah, you would start running into some fucking problems. But at the same time, a plane is teeny tiny, and the plane's it's automated. The adjustment that needs to be made for
you don't have to really adjust because if you look at it, there's the same distance from the plane to the ground no matter where you're at.
Yeah,
from
here
to a mile forward, it's all the same. So
it seems to be a matter of not understanding the scope of the size and the relative size of things.
It's
that makes no goddamn sense.
It's a balance. Okay, so I've heard this argument, and this has been debunked back in 2018, the beginning of 2018, video by Cool Hard Logic.
1709.
So basically, it's a balance between potential energy and kinetic energy. As the plane follows the curve, it will naturally want to point its nose up, so it'll gain potential energy, loses kinetic energy. But then because it lost its kinetic energy, it'll start to drop, gains potential energy. And then it just bounces between the two. It bounces between the two until eventually you have a natural equilibrium between potential energy and kinetic energy. And then level flight is achieved.
Chat makes a good point, too. Speed. It's level does not equal flat.
Correct. Level does not equal flat. And I've had this argument so many fucking times. Jesus Christ.
Clip show.
Like I said, every time I have to have this stupid fucking argument with people, I just think about yeeting myself off a cliff.
So would you rather have that argument or talk to G-Man?
Can I would rather take a cheese grater to my argument. Testicles than talk to G-Man.
And the only way these globe priests can excuse that away is with this magical force of gravity somehow adjusting the mechanics of that plane.
The magical force of gravity, but we don't see him, like, walking off the edge of a cliff or anything.
This guy almost has it.
It's close.
Yeah.
This guy almost has it worked out. Like, there's something called brute retard strength. Are you familiar with that term?
Mm-mm.
Right?
It's
brute retard strength. It's someone who has, like, crazy strength. It's, like, dumb strength.
Oh.
A lot of people are known to have brute retard strength. This guy almost has brute retard logic. He's almost got it mastered, but he's missing one element.
Side note, he just said that anybody doing this is a priest, so confirmed that rhetoric up here is the red priest, I guess.
It's just balance between potential and kinetic energy. This is easy. Loses potential energy, gains kinetic energy. Gains potential energy, loses kinetic energy. It's a balance.
Look at his it's his blue steel.
Here's some science, all right? The skin on your lips is the same as the skin on your anus. There's the science for you right now. We're staring at this guy's anus effectively in reverse. There's your science for the night. Call me Mr. Wizard.
Thank you. I needed that in my life. This is great. I hate it.
Work out to just be the same altitude as if it took off from a level plane. This is the wizardry these people preach, and apparently thousands of people just think they're fucking brilliant. Because all they have to do is say gravity. So here's
Why
the deal, people.
Why
this guy
doesn't fly a plane anymore?
I don't think he ever did, honestly.
Hopefully.
He did
accidentally hit someone, have a car accident. When they jump out, just tell them gravity. Tell them you tried to stop, but the force of gravity compelled your car to keep moving, and they'll fucking thank you for it.
What?
Gravity talks your car into keep going.
Sideways gravity? Is that what he's talking about?
I don't know.
I think he might be referring to inertia, but I think that might be giving him too much credit.
Okay.
I think this guy lives off of goldfish eaten straight out of the tank.
The direction of gravity changed, and my car ran into your car, and now it's back to the way it was before. Is that... Yeah, some people are saying velocity? Yeah, maybe.
Somebody's saying friction. Yeah.
Crazy. The direction They'll of offer gravity to pay changes. You money for hitting them, because you prove gravity. Just anything you ever do wrong to anybody in your life, just claim gravity, and shit, they'll be fine with it, and thank you for it.
What?
That was the end of the video.
Okay.
What?
Go out with a bang there, buddy. You know, this is Jared Genesis's, like, dad. You can tell because all his Ninja Turtles are put in weatherproof boxes up on the fucking shelf.
Well, Jared has a bunch of those in the back corner of his room, too. So.
Well, Steve, I guess you're going to have to forgive Kyle. All the stuff that's gone on with Non Sequitur was all because of gravity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look here, Steve. You just don't understand the gravity of the situation. So I got to take over Non Sequitur, you're gone. Because you don't understand the gravity.
Oh, have
gravity,
you guys ever...
The official force of, yes, that is the reason crib death is a thing.
Ouch.
Have you guys seen the Angelic Initiative before?
No. Huh?
It's just a sight to behold. Here it is. Episode 1066.
Oh my gosh.
Shit, I thought we had a lot of episodes.
I think a lot of these were manic episodes, though.
They were some kind of diagnosable episode. See, like, just the text is gibberish at this point. Yeah.
Soul plane. Like the movie?
Is the audio a little too loud?
I think it might be. I turned it down a little bit.
Criminy.
Oh, here it is.
Those planets, oh, God. So they're no longer in rebellion to spirit. That's what all these presences are in that room. They're presences who were themselves a godly presence or a high-ranking angel affiliated
with
the
planet. Oh, I forgot
their... lady on the right to rebellion blind?
To spirit.
Nope, yeah. No.
She's just staring deep into the eyes of the consciousness.
Gotten it turned
and she
around.
Goes, it's true.
I'm trying to feel so for one of them.
Mainly all she does is validate whatever her mom on the left says, and every now and then she just chimes in with, it's true.
She's like a fleshy lie detector test.
So she's mom? Like DJ Khaled.
Yeah.
Yeah,
these are mother and daughter.
That's child abuse.
They have some weird...
Well, it was child abuse. She looks like she's an adult now.
Yeah, I think she's an adult.
Presence
for sure.
Is who feels like they know what
this
worked.
Is late term child abuse.
I don't know if I feel any. I know what worked.
No, but they...
Oh. A disagreement. We don't always hear that.
I've been waiting for her to disagree.
Yeah, look at her
lovely.
Now. She's really surprised.
The mom's like, oh, well, that
she's like,
rethink.
Oh, shit, mom's going to be.
Yeah.
She's freaking over there.
They all feel like they pulled out all the stops.
Mom, that's true.
They all feel like
that's true.
We just did everything we could possibly think of.
Well, I think
the angels pull out.
The woman on the right... I was told she does energy healing on horses.
Does she got some like Reiki balls in her
horse
vagina
Reiki.
Right now?
Yeah, horse
but
Reiki.
Is she okay with horse slavery?
Oh. No.
And somehow through the grace of God, it turned back around again.
That's the feeling.
That's
It seems like an act, you know?
You can see it in her eyes.
Because it is.
The feeling is we don't know. We did everything we could think of. Everything, and somebody's saying everything means everything.
Especially really good arm exercise.
Yeah. Well, look, she's got some guns on her, right?
Yeah.
We know that we need to reestablish upward flow.
That's true.
I'm stroking off the Lord above. Isn't it true?
It's true.
Giving I'm jerking a double off the action. Angel up here.
It's true.
Because without upward flow, the angels are able to get through to individuals, but then the individual's channel is...
Individual angelic situation.
Through which they sense are still interwoven with all the rest of the oppositional defiance.
That's
and
true.
Basically, as soon as the person wakes up from the dream, it goes right back to being the same way it was before.
That's true.
So we need that up.
I love it. It's just I don't know what it is. It's hilarious.
I'll tell you what it is.
What the hell is she on?
It is. We need a
I'm not drunk enough for this.
We need Pornhub to release some videos parroting this. All right.
Somebody,
we need a milk.
Send me $20 so I can buy a poutine so I can just like chug the rest of this.
A little poutine?
Oh, yeah. Poutine is delicious.
Hey.
I've visited Canada probably like over 20 times in my life.
I haven't been to Canada in over 10 years, and I miss poutine. Every time I get it in America, it stinks. I can't have any more on my diet, but I think if I go to Canada, I'll have a little poutine. I'll get the best of the best.
I
heard Costco does
a
good poutine.
I like to get.
Where?
It comes with green onions, and it's from Smokes.
Okay.
It's a poutinery. Like, that's what
poutinery.
They do.
Poutinery?
And what area is that
in?
Yeah,
I'm in Nova Scotia.
Nova Scotia. That's where the beast is from.
There's a good number of smokes across Canada, but they've got you put green onions on it. It comes with sour cream on the side, and it comes with pierogies.
Pierogies
are great.
I never got to go to Costco.
I like Polish food a lot.
I heard Costco had a really good poutine. I heard that from multiple people. Never made it into Costco.
Does Costco sell like the cheese curds, the squeaky cheese curds?
I imagine they would.
Because I'll just make my own.
Most of the stuff they sell most of the stuff they serve at Costco can be purchased at Costco, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you make your own fries like as well as a poutinery can? Do you got a nice deep fryer?
Oh yeah.
You don't
need a deep fryer. You just need to. Air fryer? What you do is you don't make French fries. You fresh cut potatoes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so what you do is you fresh cut the potatoes, you cook the potatoes, you basically just put oil in a deep pan, you put that shit in there, you throw a little bit of garlic on it, once you've got the fries mostly done, you drain the oil, and then you put in like garlic and onions and saute all that shit. While you're doing that, what you do is you take a bacon like a pack of bacon, and you cut it in half, and you take the half strips and you wrap them around the pierogies, and you put those in the oven. You wait until you do it for about 30 minutes, then you take those out, you put cheese on top, you put them back in the oven for about another 15 minutes, then you take those out, you put them in with the poutine, you pour the gravy on top, you put the cheese curds in, and there you go. Boom.
Sounds like you're the one who should be starting in the cooking channel.
Yeah, for real. Can you start cooking with Kyle channel?
I told people if they want to donate enough to me for me to get a tripod and a camera that I can put in my kitchen, I will absolutely compete with Kyle.
It's true.
Wow. It's true. I think, honestly, I'm thinking that you need to cook that poutine because I could never pull that off, right? I could never make that. It was way too complicated. I could barely do just fries, cheese curds, and gravy. I'm not a man, really. I'm like a child that shouldn't be next to a fryer. But you need to cook that for me and send it to me in like a box or something.
That's a long way to ship some food.
I don't know how else to get it.
I'll just come down and visit.
There. I'll even let you use my kitchen.
It's perfect.
Moderately clean.
Done. Sold. Deal.
Moderately clean.
That's fine. I'll clean it before we start.
This is a good deal. This is a really good deal. This is a terribly good deal. Cheers.
Cheers.
Never sober up because I'm holding you to this.
I'll do it.
What
else? Stand by my word.
Yes. That's consent. I'm getting poutine. What's
this? Oh, this guy.
Oh, fuck. Is this Dancer?
Hello, everybody. Emo Howling Wolf here.
He calls himself Emo.
Why does everybody you pull on sound like a cartoon character?
He calls himself Emo Howling Wolf.
Yeah?
But he's not. But he doesn't look emo.
Is he emo?
Yeah, that's what I said.
He is emo?
He was one of those kids that hung out under the stairs in high school.
No, I'll tell you exactly what he is. He's one of those fucking dudes that puts the word emo in his computer screen name so he can talk to little 15-year-old emo girls.
Like and Corpse
then,
Midget?
Yeah! And then they get in live, they're like, wait, you're not emo, you're fucking Hagrid from Wizard Wizard School.
Harry Potter.
Yeah.
He made a video being like, I'm going to talk about how I am emo. And he like made like a list of reasons
my
how
dude,
he is actually emo.
You're not emo, you're pedo.
And I'm fucking pissed, that's right. And if I knew where this cunt was, I'd fucking punch her right in a fucking cunt in a fucking cunt face. That's the end.
He doesn't know where that is.
He's threatening to punch people in the cunt.
Most guys can't find the clitoris. This guy can't find a woman.
But I really want to hear what this guy sounds like if he sucks back a little bit of helium.
I want to hear what he sounds like if he sucks back some fucking nitrous oxide.
Hallelujah! You're about to see me get very angry. Something I don't do very often on this channel.
You won't like
but
me when
this
I'm
woman.
I think I'm just going to call Poe at this point. I'm just going to call, like, total fucking Poe.
No.
That's not his real voice. There's
no
way.
He's not. This is real.
He has a channel?
Yeah. It's not that big of a channel, but I think it has maybe, like, one or maybe 2,000-3,000 subscribers or something. And he's gone to protests. And stuff. He seems legit to me. If he's fake,
so he's really this nuts.
Yes.
He's got his own frog in his throat, and then he stole Tom Holland's frog.
Justin Emo.
This guy put a frog in his throat just so he'd have a better chance of eating out Miss Piggy.
Justin Emo Howling Wolf.
Oh my god.
His number one featured channel is Renetto. Yeah. I think he hides his subscriber numbers now. I think his first video this year was like begging people to help him keep his subs over 1,000 or something. I think I remember that now.
Has got me really pissed off. And if I knew where the fuck she lived, I'd go to her fucking house and I'd punch her right in the face.
Him versus, Sterwin Steen, or what's his fucking name?
Sherwin Stern?
Yeah, Sherwin Stern versus this guy in WrestleLamia 69. Fuck, I don't know numbers.
Wrestle labia.
Lamia.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I'm gonna tell you right now how to eat the vagina correctly. This guy's like...
This emo wolf channel thing, the official channel of the word face, which starts with a P.
Everybody needs to subscribe to this person so we can see more of this.
I just subbed, yeah.
Yeah.
If you guys could just gas him up for about 4 or 5 months so his content just keeps churning out, and we can come back to this in 4 or 5 months and have a plethora of wonderful morsels.
He'll basically turn into Onision in front of our very eyes.
Oh, no, we've created a monster.
Yeah.
We've created a monster.
Monster.
All right. This cunt right here.
Oh, my God. Is that a little kid?
No!
Hold on, is that a kid?
No, shut the fuck up. This is troll. Troll.
Is
troll.
This a little kid?
Cut. Troll. Troll.
See ya? This fucking cunt right here.
Troll. Troll.
Had the nerve to take down Eric Brandt's channel. Now I'm going to tell you something about me. I got fucking cancer. Okay?
I hope it's more fast acting than tenactin, my dude.
Oh my god!
Yeah, what is...
I have.
Okay, this has escalated really quick.
I know.
Some old man raging about punching what we assume was some woman in the cunt, and now we found out that it's also a child.
It was,
and
yeah.
Also, that child apparently died. Like, what?
He wants to punch the fucking Wendy's girl and the cunt.
I never thought I'd laugh when someone said they had cancer before in my life.
All right. I'm going to punch some woman in the cunt. Oh, no, that woman's 7. Oh, I have cancer. Where are we going? This is a roller coaster. I don't know what's happening.
Does having cancer mean you can now punch little girls?
Apparently.
Because cancer might not be all bad if that's the case.
Right.
There are some upsides, I guess.
This video, huge dumpster fire. Wow.
Yeah.
One man's fucking dumpster fire. God
That is a one man dumpster fire. I mean, hang on one second. Kyle Curtis. Hey, man. Long time no speak. You got some competition for the one man dumpster fire.
Can Kyle please try to bring this person on to non sequitur? Maybe he can win a debate with this guy.
Without this dumpster fire, I wouldn't be able to cook all my good food in it.
I seem to remember Steve offering to Kyle to like let Kyle take a break, and Steve would keep running the channel. And now Kyle's about to shut down the entire channel.
Yeah, that was the plan that we actually made this offer. Oh, you're overworked, then let us take over the non sequitur show for however long is needed for you to rest up. Then we offered him to completely take over the show and still pay him forever.
Yep.
That's a good deal. That's actually a good deal.
They offered him the perpetuity that he currently owes Steve.
Yeah.
So they would have let... Essentially, Steve would have ran the channel as it is now, and Kyle would have been paid out in perpetuity of all the episodes previous.
Hey, y'all.
Correct.
I get some of that perpetuity.
So Kyle could have literally done nothing and made bank because
and not have to pay a lawyer
if he gets one.
He ain't getting one.
I mean, yeah, I trust
that's a
him.
Lie.
So what's he gonna do? He's just gonna go to a civil trial without representation?
I don't think he'll show up, really.
Yeah, what happens if you don't show up?
Yeah.
It defaults, and Steve Otto wins.
What he's gonna do is he's gonna try to find the next flight to Mexico.
You really believe this, or are you just saying this?
I think he's gonna try to run away from it. Honestly, I think he is.
Huh?
Yeah, maybe not Mexico, but
maybe not going so far as Mexico. But the last few times we've seen on NonSec, he was in the process of packing up.
Yeah, he's already the reason why he was in a different place than what he was in previously in the G-Man debate is because he's apparently moving in with somebody he's in a relationship with. So that's why you didn't see the usual background in the back is that he was on vacation, but also he's moving in with someone.
I thought he just sold his stuff, so I don't know.
So how is a lawyer supposed to get in contact with him if he moves somewhere else is that probably what Reds is getting at.
All I know is that we have a moving target.
Can they even take him to court then? Because they can't summon him if that's the case.
I mean,
they
you can get a subpoena, right?
Takes longer.
Yeah, you have to find him. I'm sure he can get served.
You're supposed to leave a forwarding address as well.
Mm-mm.
You'll just get somebody to serve the subpoena. It's they got people that can find you. Like unless he's really hiding out, the amount of money and time he would have to have free to not get a subpoena summons or whatever.
Well, I've been given the go ahead. I have confirmation in the background that Kyle has in fact been served.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Breaking news.
So, you heard it here first.
Heard it here.
So he's got the litigation. It's all confirmed. It's all there.
Yep. I can also confirm this. There is definitely the serving that has been done.
Yep. So he's got all of the information. It's been delivered. And congratulations, you got 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
And if he doesn't respond properly within the 30 days...
So, Kyle, I've waited a long time to say this. That was the wrong move, buddy.
Oh, hold on. It looks like Kyle's been served. Yeah! By G-Man.
Oh, no.
But also by Steve.
Oh, no. To play devil's advocate, I'm going to defend Kyle right now.
He does this all the time.
What do you got?
I think Kyle.
He'll do a better job than he does.
I think Kyle is going to make a wonderful cooking show. I don't know if he'll be able to do the poutine that you described, but I'm sure that it's edible, and I would sit down and enjoy it.
What if he gets a million subs right off the bat, though?
Good.
I'd be impressed. So he's gotta not only compete with, I guess, me now, but also binging with Babish.
Nobody.
Good luck with that.
Nobody can compete with Babish.
Right.
He mixes.
Here's the question: is if he has a successful cooking show, will it be better than mine?
Hmm. But you haven't cooked
yet.
I
can wear nothing in an apron.
When you come to Seattle, we'll film a pilot episode of you cooking that exact food you were going to cook for me, and we'll put it up on the internet, and if Kyle can beat that, he can have the entire rights to the episode. I'm sorry, I'm giving away your show if Kyle's better than you. You have to work for
the
Kyle then.
The whole show or just
yeah,
the episode?
Yeah, you'll have to work for Kyle at that point. I'm sorry.
Oh, all right.
You better win. We're cooking for pink slips now.
I mean, he apparently has, like, a little bit of a culinary background. I worked at a bar once.
That's all you need. Have you ever went to a bar and had some delicious food at a bar? I have so many times. I had a buddy, and he's a pro wrestler, used car salesman named Jimmy Flame. And he used to cook
Jimmy Flame.
He used to cook some of the greatest hot dogs I've ever had at the Victory Lounge in South Lake Union.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Flame back there on the grill.
On the plus side, do I get points for having not only cleaned the kitchen, but also being great at mixing drinks?
Yes, you get all these points. Literally, like, you're so far ahead. What Kyle would have to do to beat you is fuck me in the ass with a filet mignon, and in the process, it has to be perfectly heated via the friction.
I can do that for you.
I was going to make a friction joke about my slippery slope, but now you've made me blush. I'm over it. But yeah, slip and slide
that ass.
Hey, yeah, I'm usually the crass one here. I'm a little taken aback right now.
What
I'm
up?
I'm a little thrown off. Like,
yeah, boy.
Good job.
I told you I put on the sassy pants today.
Yeah. Yes. I put on sweatpants. I got fucking mom jeans on.
I actually wore mom jeans today. And socks, which is unusual for me. The fact that I'm wearing pants is actually also unusual.
Do you ever get cravings for, like, not food? I've had a craving for, like...
Not food?
Yeah, for not food. I've had a craving for, like, some really interesting socks, you know?
Oh, but I get what you mean. So as a female, cravings are pretty standard. Sometimes I definitely get in the mood to be like, I'm going to get all dressed up today for no goddamn reason and just sit around in my room and do fucking nothing.
You realize we're being sponsored by a sock company, right? Remember?
Yeah, I should buy some of those Segway. Socks.
Bombas.
The Bombas look really good.
They don't even have a spot on this episode, but it just came
we're
up.
We're just
going to
talk about them because of how
you
much.
You get a freebie, Bombas.
Because for one, when I satisfy my sock cravings with Bombas, they give a free pair of socks to somebody in need.
What's that thing that you say? Yeah,
guests,
yeah.
Do we get free samples as guests?
I don't know. I'm willing to pay top dollar for my Bombas, as you should too, because a free pair will be sent to somebody in need.
You said something about the yellow sock.
The yellow?
Kick you and hit you with a banana.
Kick you, hit you with a banana split.
Yeah.
Because the yellow socks, man, they look like a little banana feet.
Should I play the ad?
I mean, not for free.
Yeah.
No, okay, I guess we're giving free advertisement away. This one's for you, Bombas, making it rain on you.
Just because it's funny. It's funny, like what you said in it.
Making it rain.
Hit you with a banana split.
Hold How on. Often do you think about your socks? If you're like I used to be, not much. But I recently discovered socks that changed the way I'll think about socks forever. They're called Bombas. So I got Bombas. Not only were they comfortable, but the men's solid calf sock, it came in yellow. It was like I had bananas on my feet. You know, we could kick it. I hit you with that banana split.
We could kick it and I hit you with that
banana split. I'm selling socks over here, man. I'm in a sock selling business.
Yeah.
I guess I have a craving for socks and banana splits.
Yeah. Yellow.
Them yellow socks. They do look like little banana feet. They're cute.
Banana.
I had to throw away some bananas today.
Oh, you didn't make banana bread out of them?
Okay, here's the thing. I'm low carb, so I can't eat it. Right?
He's low energy.
When you come down and cook all that...
You know there's a keto version, right? You can make a
banana?
Keto version of banana bread, yeah.
What?
Let me double check.
Yeah, this sounds like some reverse racism you're selling me on here.
Right, hold on. Let me pull it up. I'm pretty sure...
You really would have a good cooking show. You need to do this. No joke, yeah.
Keto banana bread. Here you go. Low carb.
Mm.
I'll link it in the inside chat for you.
All right.
Boom.
I'm excited. I didn't know I could have bananas on keto.
You know what? I'm really disappointed in Egghead.
Why?
He said he's not going to be in the post show.
What?
Because he has to watch something else.
What?
Egghead, you're a piece of shit.
You drippy fucking turd. Why would you do that, Egghead? You sick little freak. You
almond flour, coconut flour, gluten-free baking powder, cinnamon butter, erythritol?
Yeah.
Yep. Eggs, unsweetened almond milk, and banana extract.
The banana extract. Okay. So there's no actual banana.
There's no actual bananas, but I imagine you can just... Because bananas aren't low carb, right? Bananas are relatively
high. Exactly.
In fruit. So, well, if you're going to just... If you're still eating bananas, which you clearly are, just replace the banana extract.
I'm not eating bananas. I'm not.
Is that why they went bad?
I had to throw them away because I had a bunch of people over for Penny Arcade Expo this weekend. And this dude who showed up with somebody else I invited, he's this like dude that just was there. Really cool guy. He bought so much snacks, but it was all shit I couldn't eat on my diet. He bought all these bananas and fruit cups and like chippies and cookies and shit.
Oh,
chippies.
So you can't eat regular. So you're not even eating regular bananas.
No, I'm not. But
okay,
well,
congratulations. There's a keto version without regular bananas.
Yeah. Sounds pretty interesting. But if you came down and cooked all that other shit, I wouldn't want you to try and keto-fy it for me. I would just break my diet in honor of you going international with your recipe. Don't worry about that shit. I don't want you to think about making a keto banana bread when I want that damn pierogi poutine?
Pierogi.
It's poutine with pierogi.
Motherfucking pierogis are wrapped in bacon? They're wrapped in bacon?
Yeah.
Jesus H. Macy.
They're wrapped in bacon and baked with cheese on top and then they're put into the fries and with onions and gravy and cheese curds.
Yeah, I think I've earned that.
And you can pick the kind of gravy. If you want to go a little bit more lean, you can do chicken gravy.
No,
but
lean.
If you want to go full Monty, you go beef gravy.
I want you to wreck my stomach for one night.
Oh, it will.
This sounds dirty.
Yeah. Dude, I've been clean eating for
Why don't you wreck my
so
stomach?
Long.
Oh, it's going to hurt. It'll taste delicious, but it'll hurt.
So we got about 5 to 10 minutes left, and then we're going to wrap stuff up. And after we wrap up and everyone else leaves, for all of our patrons, $10 and above, or if you're members of this channel, we will be doing the post show for you as soon as we're done here. The links are already up.
Well, then we should let Reds go on about his FE core shit.
Sure, sure, sure.
Yeah.
Is he still here?
He's muted.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm gathering more details off of Twitter because we've been spamming at Team YouTube, at YouTube, at YT creators and shit like that about this nonsense. So long story short, there's a group of flat earthers that got incredibly butthurt that we exposed their fraudulent business or organization, their nonprofit. And as a response to this, they decided to issue false DMCAs, false privacy complaints against Slice Arcane, me, Steve McCray, also Astronomy Live, and a bunch of other smaller YouTubers out there who have been mirroring our videos and hangouts because they were all taken down by YouTube.
That's trash.
All this because they're butthurt that they got exposed for the frauds that they are. Amazing.
It's essentially
absolutely
a group
amazing
of flat earthers pretending to not be a group of flat earthers so they can defraud the government and pretend to be a group of like a nonprofit group.
Wow. Yeah, they basically are trying to tell the government that they're field engineers. Spoiler, none of them are engineers, not even fucking close. And they're
it's okay,
trying
neither
to
is
get
G's wife.
Yeah, they're trying to get donations from other people and have those donations be tax-free. So basically, your tax dollars are going to be supporting this group via exemption if they succeed with this fraud.
So that's some bullshit.
Yeah.
I've also got Steve yelling at me in the chat to talk about. He wrote an open letter to Dear Mr. Atheist. Now, Mr. Atheist has said in the past that he's essentially kind of a more the SJW community. And he has said in the past that Steve would, in fact, get paid. And he has since not said dick all after that, outside of that he's not going to discuss it any further, until he decided to then go on to a show that was a Q&A call-in show. But of course the coward was like, you can't actually call in, you have to leave a voicemail. Because we're not going to talk about any of this specific stuff. We're not going to talk about any non-sequitur stuff. However, he streamed it on his channel and on non-sequitur because his guest was Kyle! Who, surprise, surprise, had non-sequitur pasted all over his goddamn background. So I kind of asked him, why are you shooting yourself in the foot? Because he went on a big-ass blocking spree of anybody who asked him a question. One of the people's being Reds, who was like, hey, I got a question for you if you're man enough to actually not delete it. And he got blocked instantly.
Wow.
So I was like, yo, bro, why are you shooting yourself in the foot here? And then he accused me of mischaracterization, and that he brought up a couple points that were completely unrelated as to why you're shooting yourself in the foot. So, the thing is, the issue is that you can have whoever you want on your channel, right? You should be able to, the platform, whoever you goddamn well please, it's your platform, right? The thing is, you need to make your, when you bring on somebody who's controversial, like Kyle currently, you need to make clear your position. Because people aren't questioning why you're having this person on, people are questioning what your position is on the controversy of that person. Steve did something similar. Steve did something similar when he had News Now Houston on, because News Now Houston has is a convicted rapist. Now, Steve made clear in the chat, in the description, and in the call that he was in that I think this was false. I don't think his conviction is legitimate. And he gave a few reasons, not all of them, but he gave a couple of reasons as to why he thinks this. Therefore, here's why this person is being platformed, and we're talking about a different subject. Mr. Atheist not only did not make himself clear about what his position is, but also had Kyle on, didn't address it, and on top of it has said contradictory information, and it was a Q&A show. It wasn't about any kind of other topic. Let's not talk about the big pink drunk elephant in the room, I guess. Oh, yeah, and after he accused me of a bunch of shit, he dicked off and said he wasn't going to say anything about it, all in the same tweet. So, way to be a flat earther, or I guess a Christian apologist.
I tried to get Mr. Atheist on this show, and he...
Oh, good luck.
I talked to him, and he was just very concerned that we're some kind of hardcore anti-SJW show. And I really don't think that's the case at all.
I don't know. I mean, you guys are kind of SJ dubs.
You guys are chill, but not...
I'm an SJW.
You're a social justice warrior?
Heck yeah.
He's not.
I love social justice and war.
And war? What do you think, Uni?
I was about to add in that, you know, Mr. Atheist is doing a little bit of damage control. He knows it's an unpopular opinion to have, and he's got a lot of subs.
Well, the other thing is he's got all these subs, and he's not addressing the issue, and half of his subs don't know who Kyle is or what the hell's going on with him. So he's essentially whitewashing Steve out of the situation.
Yeah.
There you go. Intentionally.
Should we read some Streamlabs?
Yeah, we probably should do those. Yeah, go ahead.
You guys want to continue talking about this, and I'll pull up Streamlabs when you're done?
Oh, yeah. It's essentially like a complete shit situation. He made a lot of accusations towards me in that conversation. His fans were in that Twitter feed agreeing with me. There were people from his group being like, you know, she's got a point. And it's like, yeah, because I'm not accusing you of anything. I'm saying you're kind of just shooting yourself in the foot by blocking all these people when you put yourself in this position in the first place. And then he goes on to claim that, oh, well, we've been able to talk honestly in the past. I don't know why this is an issue. We talked once in a call on Facebook, and we had a couple of mini conversations over the messenger. So he's misrepresenting that a little bit. Thirdly, I am still talking honestly. What are you doing if we're not talking honestly, Mr. Atheist?
Ooh.
Why be an atheist?
When there's frickin' awesome faiths. Why be an atheist? Why? Have you guys heard that song before?
No.
Oh, man.
Steve also gave Mr. Atheist the perfect out with his letter. He wrote a letter to essentially YouTube creators and to address to YouTube creators in general and Mr. Atheist, and gave him the easiest out on the planet. Like, you can't get better than that. And Mr. Atheist was like, no,
well, what was the out, though?
The out was essentially within this letter he wrote about how what had gone on, what is actually factual.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And then said, I mean, it's essentially just gave him a chance to be like, yeah, no, there are issues here that need to be. Yeah, exactly. And he accused me of, Mr. Atheist accused me of pushing a narrative as he's ignoring all of the shit going on to have Kyle on to a Q&A. If it wasn't a Q&A, if it's anything but a Q&A, you would have an argument.
Pushing a narrative of facts.
Of facts. Goddamn.
Yeah, pushing a narrative of facts, screenshots, that which can be easily demonstrated.
I didn't even say anything about whether Steve was right or Kyle was right. I was just saying you're kind of shooting yourself in the foot with your audience and what's going on with the way you've presented it. It has nothing to do with what's actually going. It doesn't even matter if he supports Kyle. If he supports Kyle, that's fine. Then just be clear in what you think and why. That's the problem.
This is a slippery slope, okay? There's no friction. But what there is is Streamlabs. And I'm going to read the Streamlabs real quick.
Yeah, because the people freak out if we don't read them.
Yeah.
Please. This one especially is important to me.
Yes, it is.
Creamsicle says, Daddy, can I come on to talk about my fun in the BDSM dungeon? Also, tell Daddy Jeff that I miss him and want to feel him tongue punch my poop square until the people four apartments down can hear our vigorous lovemaking. Thanks, Daddy. Join the DP Discord.
Yeah, join the Discord. Link in the description. There's all kinds of crazy stuff going on there. Look, this person joined Quick Sticks Productions.
Oh, in the Discord?
When people join, sometimes I'll pull up their profile picture and put it on the screen.
It's how we make new friends.
Yeah.
We have Creamsicle donated again to say, Cheshire Vic, can you tell Creamsicle that she's a good dog, that she's a good girl?
Oh, look who did join.
I joined.
Yeah. Sorry, go, Billy.
You wonder if you catch me.
Yeah.
Creamsicle, you're a good dog. You're a good girl.
Oh, my God. Learning with Suge said, I think it's fair to say that G-Man ended Non Sequitur Show 2.0 and started Cooking with Kyle.
G-Man's the producer now. Yes.
Quesa, this is the irony being this whole Kyle GE GM debate itself feels like watching someone M.A. Esther Bate in the most awkward manner imaginable. Caliphicent said, I have a problem, you guys. I don't want to be Caliphicent anymore, and I'm trying to think of another name. Any suggestions, Ben and Billy? I think Caliphicent should change their name to Slippery Slope.
Slippery Slope.
And or Friction.
You know, I'm starting to tolerate anime profile pictures more now.
Someone pointed out that Ben's profile picture is anime.
No, it's not.
It's just because it's custom doesn't mean it isn't.
It's me.
Yeah, it's anime of you.
It's literally me.
William Peterson said, G and Kyle debating without Steve actually bringing brain cells into the mix is a bigger shit show than two girls, one cup. And Quay said, well, admittedly, two girls, one cup is pretty impressive to watch.
I would probably also say that two girls, one cup took more effort.
That, yeah.
Ain't that the truth?
Look at that cat.
Alpha,
that's a good one.
Again, with a $100 donation. Came a bit late to this live show today, but I'm enjoying you guys laughing at G-Man winning as usual. Also, I don't normally do this, but your guest, Cheshire, I believe. Sorry if I got that wrong, but yeah, she's really beautiful. Got a crush
now.
Oh,
my God. There's so much thirst. Is this the fucking Sahara Desert?
It is now. What? Welcome to the desert, boys.
Love me.
Love me.
Join our Discord, and maybe some of these people will try to follow you there.
Chris Xavier said, tomorrow's my birthday in the last year of my 20s. Enjoy 29 big ones on me. Love y'all. And yeah, I totally thought that was your last day as in your 20s, but you got a whole fucking year. He's only turning 29. He's fine. You're safe. You got 1 year to make your mark on this world and secure your space in forever. After 30, though, you're done.
Wait till everybody finds out I'm only 17.
Wait, what's the age in Nova Scotia? I'm sorry.
I don't think it's true.
I don't know what's going on.
It's true.
Why be an atheist? Why be an atheist? Why be an atheist when there's freaking awesome faith? You could be deist. You could be Unitarian. You could be Quaker. You could be Taoist. You could be Buddhist. You could be Hindu.
Can we please get, can we please get this person some production quality? Fix their audio, fix the camera, get a little bit of lighting in there because, please, I want this. I want this in, high production.
Wait a minute, I didn't know we were going to play my ringtone today.
Yeah.
I thought your ringtone was fuck F.E. Core.
No, that's my text notification.
Oh, gotcha.
You could be pagan. Why be an atheist? Why be an atheist? Why be an atheist with a freaking awesome face?
Yeah.
Have faith in anything, as long as you're not an atheist, I guess.
He tried to write a follow-up to this, and he could never quite recapture this magic.
He didn't have what it takes.
Have faith in anything except YouTube removing false DMCAs from a group of butthurt flat earthers.
Yep.
Oof. Back to the Streamlabs, because we've got so many poured in over this last 48 hours. Dragon of the West donated $2, said if moonlight is reflected sunlight, the vampires should be able to go out during a full moon.
Should?
He says should, but they shouldn't be able to, right?
I think you mean should. Yeah, if it's still sunlight, then it should kill
vampires. Who's this guy? Is he driving a dune buggy or something, or a race car or something?
Is it buggy? Just me? Does he look a little bit like Frodo?
Yeah, he looks like Elijah Wood.
Elijah Wood.
I wish Elijah Wood. The Wolf in Zero says, I got a huge man crush on Billy. The moon is an egg. It is known.
Creepsicle. I'm showing the photos of the new members, not.
Show off my pupper puss.
Not yours.
Learning with Suge said, get some poutine. Learning with Suge said, this is great. Please have on Unirock, Reds, and Chesh more often.
Okay.
We would love that. Evil Lemon OG says, Pay Money Wubby is the guy who brought the Angelic Initiative to popularity. You should watch his collab with them. It's so fucking weird. And he talks about how malicious dealing with them afterwards was.
It's true.
You have to look into that. Young Wub on the fucking inside scoop. Spirit Flame said, when a smokes poutinery at my college, I knew I'd be broke. When a smokes poutinery went in at my college, yeah. I knew I'd be broke. We'll read it like that.
Oh, hell yeah.
I worked at a fry shop once and made a ton of poutine. Yum. Lord Vader said he is a Von Helton fan also. I assume he's talking about, I don't know, that fucking guy with the anus lips.
I would actually recommend vegan poutine because the vegan gravy is actually not bad.
You know, I've had some really good gravies that weren't meat-based, so they get a little more
because
exciting with the flavor.
Because you get more of a sweet taste because a lot of them have beet in them.
Mmm. And Creamsicle again says, Cheshire joined the DP Discord, so I have an excuse to slide in those DMs. The invite link is discord.gg/DP. Don't you want to see my big fat ass in a skirt and thigh-high socks?
Oh, I'm joining. I'm sold. Yeah. I'm opening my Discord right the hell now.
We're in it to win it. And that is all of our beautiful, luscious Streamlabs for the current climate. Excellent.
All right. So we'll give each one of you, one last word and to say whatever you want.
Try and keep them under 90 minutes, please.
Yeah, we do have to leave
eventually. Whatever I want?
Yeah, whatever you want. Just keep it under 90 minutes.
90 minutes.
Go ahead, Chesh.
Oh, me first?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. So Cheshire Cooking to Compete with Kyle is coming soon to a YouTube channel near you. In the meantime, go check out my channel. It has nothing to do with goddamn a single thing. It's just art. Go find some art. It's art. A good time. And if you want to follow me on whatever the hell, I'm around.
We have Twitter links
in
the description.
I learned today, and I'm still learning. I still got to practice. But I'm learning how to take selfies. So if I can get my, I did promise on Twitter that if I can get my Patreon up to $1,000 a month, I will absolutely start, like, I'll open a Snapchat and start doing that kind of garbage.
Nice.
So, go find me, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. I'm Uni Rock. Thanks for having me, you guys. I've watched you for a long time, ever since I've been on YouTube, so it was awesome to come. I stream on Uni Rock 2 on YouTube, DLive, and Periscope. So come check me out. Appreciate it.
Great having you on tonight.
Thanks, man.
I want to go on Hot Ones.
Is Red still here?
I think you got to be a celebrity, don't you?
Yeah, I guess.
You got to get out there if you want to be on Hot Ones. Where are you at, Reds? Where do we find you, Reds?
Yeah, I'm Red from YouTube channel Red's Rhetoric, known for making very shocking statements like calling the Flat Earth Theory a crock of shit. Anyway, follow me on Twitter, and if you can all do me a favor, retweet to @TeamYouTube that their DMCA report system or reporting system is being abused by a bunch of Flat Earthers called FE Core. None of the claims made against my channel or any of my friends' channels are legit. They're all fraudulent, as the privacy complaints made against us.
Are there still trusted flaggers out there?
I haven't seen them active lately, so I'm not sure.
Nah, it's been like a year or something.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact is that we've been trying to make as much noise about this as possible, and YouTube hasn't done shit. We've been trying to get their attention for the past week. Because their system is just being abused by these bunch of butthurt flat earthers that call themselves FE Core. And I see that YouTube is busy replying to other people on Twitter within 35 fucking minutes. So you would think after 5 days and thousands of tweets, they would at least reply to one of them.
Yeah.
So trying to get their attention. So if I can get as many people to make as much noise as possible about this, that would be great. Because the one thing I want to have happened is YouTube take action against these assholes. They have already demonstrated that they are willing to go after people who abuse the DMCA. So the one step is left. Get them to see that this group is abusing the DMCA and then have YouTube go after them accordingly. So if anyone can do me a favor, go to my Twitter, retweet all the shit that I have posted there that is about this, and tweet it to YouTube, YT creators, Team YouTube, YouTube CEO, whatever her name is. Just tweet it to somebody who might be able to do something about this, or tweet to someone who might be able to make even more noise about it. Because this isn't just something that affects me. It affects all creators. Having the DMCA get abused in this way puts everyone at risk on YouTube. So don't stand for it. Try to fight against it, and start with this group of flat earthers, because fuck these guys in particular.
Yeah.
But thanks for having me on, guys. I do appreciate it.
Thanks for being on. And
this was a great episode, and all you guys are welcome back.
I also have a shout out I need to do before the episode's over.
Oh, I'm sure this is going to be unbelievably sincere.
Give me permissions on your Discord so I can talk.
Once I get my Patreon up to $10 million, I'm going to be releasing my new series called Fat Ones. It's like Hot Ones, except instead of hot wings, we're gonna get different vegetables. Like, we're gonna start with like a little zucchini, and then they'll go up to like a cucumber, and then like an eggplant, and they're just gonna take the fat one down our throat, no chewing, and see if we can do the entire thing.
Can I be on the show?
Yes,
I want to be on the show.
You can be a guest on Fat Ones if you can gag down an eggplant. You will win on Fat Ones.
What do I win?
I mean, gag reflex championship. I'll give you a title. I don't know.
I think you're good to go. I think you have all your roles and everything in there. Looks like it.
I do now. Yep. I'm good to go.
That's all I'm saying is check out the new episode of Fat Ones. I'm gonna take an entire fucking eggplant down my throat. It's going to be gross. You're going to love it.
And we'll see everyone else at the post show in a few minutes.
Thank you guys again for being on. I love the episode. I hope we can get you back soon.
All right. Good night,
see
everybody.
You guys.
Bye.
In the beginning, there was nothing. And then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.
From the strangest corners of the internet, gonna get TP'd by Billy and Ben. You know where you can find them at. Get ready, cause they're gonna kick your...
Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.